You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
What's the one thing every woman, your mother, your wife, your daughter, have in common?
They all break my balls.
I couldn't live like that. I couldn't bear witness to violence or...
Fuck you! You fucking cunt! You twisted fucking bitch. That's my mother we're talking about, not some fuck-up in Attica stab you in the shower. See, we're through, you and I. We're finished. And you're lucky if I don't break your fucking face in 50,000 pieces. She said that I was high maintenance. And this is after all the time, and all the money, and all the fucking Prozac, and all the fucking cocksucking motherfucking dream interpretations.
All I know is you never had the makings of a varsity athlete.
Oh, son of a bitch!
What?
Did I just tell you not to say that again?
Uncle June's in a muff.
What?
Oh, did I say muff? I meant rough. Fuck him. Sleep with yourself. So we do understand each other. You're Tetsuo.
Excuse me?
Charcoal briquette. I'm moving yarn.
What's your problem?
I think you know what my problem is. You see, your little friend up there, she didn't do you any favors bringing you into this house. Now, I don't know what the fuck she was thinking. We'll get to that later. I was jumped by a bunch of Molignons. They were trying to take my shoes. I fought them off, but they cut my fucking head open. The fucking jigaboo cock-sucking motherfuckers.
Okay, forget that.
Unless you want something, motherfucker, get the fuck off our street.
Oh, the language on you. You blow your father with that mouth?
He's a small-time hoodie guy shot.
Maybe you should start sucking cock instead of watching TV Land. Because Vito bought in three times what you do on construction. Fucking goddamn fucking bitch!
Damn it, Tony! And in life, one must choose between boredom and suffering. Algebra, that's the most boring.
Well, your other choice is suffering. You want to start now? You alright?
My leg is broken, the
fall's
coming through!
Your fucking money, you prick! Where's my fucking money?
Where's the money?
I know you'll get the fucking money. You know what you should get? A cork in your fucking mouth, because you tell people I'm nothing compared to the people that used to run.
Prick!
Mommy,
please, Tony, please!
Let me ask you a question. Who the fuck do you think you are coming in here talking to me like this? Why don't you get the fuck out of here? You remember one thing, this you better hear. You want to talk about this old school bullshit about the rules? Well, here's a rule you might remember. I'm the motherfucking fucking one who caused the shots. And you better pay me the respect that I gave your brother, or we're going to have a problem.
What you doing now?
They buried him. On a hill, overlooking a little river, with pine cones all around.
You did?
Come on, Janice, what the fuck? 10 years, you thought about Janice? There are men in the camp better looking at my sister.
Well, I sit here mired in a bullshit, trying to be a good son while you're off dropping action and blowing roadies.
Roadies?
Oh, you don't want to know. Lady Gay.
Pookie Beef, cook at 6. Boy, walk high on it.
Yeah, you blue guys under it. Under the boardwalk. Witty schlong and change my house. Under the...
You're both very angry.
Yeah, you must have been at the top of your fucking class. The only reason you have anything is because of my fucking sweat. And you knew every step of the way exactly how it works. But you walk around that fucking mansion, your $500 shoes and your diamond rings, and you don't want to get ugly. Too late.
I want what I am entitled to.
You're entitled to shit.
He talked to you all for you.
He made me feel like I mattered.
Uncle Tony, what about the thousand other fucking pigs you had your dick in over the years? The strippers, the cocktail waitresses. Were you best friends with all of them too?
Hey everybody, welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show. I hate you guys so much. Alright, welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Give us a call at 856-381-4500 or hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. Email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com and download the Riotcast app and listen to everybody else. Everybody smiled when I did it because I suck and I have to read it off a piece of paper.
Fucking idiot.
I'm getting there. My face turns all red when I do it because I get nervous.
You're a fucking disgrace.
Because I never do it. Because I'm a fucking disgrace.
Don't be stupid.
I like that little intro. Who did that?
I did.
Good job. Christopher.
Good job. It was good. I'm a big fan of that. I was remembering all the scenes. It's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot how good The Sopranos was. Such a good
was.
Fucking show.
Yeah.
Is. Just because
so, no
it
movie?
It will live in
yeah, right. It's going to be kind of fun.
It could be a prequel.
They're going to have a cardboard cutout of James Gandolfini across the screen.
Everywhere he goes, yeah.
That would be kind of funny.
What's the matter? Your mic's limp?
Yeah, just like my dick.
They had fucking Livia in an episode after she died, so.
Yeah, they superimposed her head from like season one
yeah.
on some old broad's body. Ugh. Disgusting. Disgusting.
They were never going to have a movie anyway.
No.
I was
pretty shocked to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not health-wise, but like just the fact that it happened, you know, you're like, wow, he's fucking dead already.
And he wasn't old enough to be like...
No, but his fucking cholesterol must have been
but still,
triple
his
age.
His
arteries
old.
Must have been solid.
Yeah. Yeah, he's...
Did he not eat well? Like, I'm confused by that.
No, because he was a swimmer. He had a swimmer's body.
Shut
a
up.
Manatee.
Yeah, I mean, he's a bigger guy, but
yeah,
it's not like he was, like, morbidly obese or anything.
No, but I mean, you know, he's his age. Not that he's old, but older, you know, and the fact that he...
Did he eat, like,
he ate a lot of gabagool and pepper sandwiches.
I'm sure he did.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you look at him from the first season of Sopranos to the last season, he had to put on 50 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, it's over 8-9 years,
right.
But still, he put on a lot of weight.
He was fat in the end.
He really was.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he was faking that breathing at the end. He was just tired.
Yeah.
Sounded like fucking Biggie Smalls.
Sounded like Andy Reid.
There's no faking that, man.
Mm-mm. Time yours.
Sound like Andy Reid.
And he died in Italy. How like appropriate.
Yeah.
I know that is
fuck
crazy.
A vacation.
His wake was yesterday on my birthday.
Mm-hmm. Something to remember, I guess, for you.
Every year someone
every year someone gets buried on your birthday.
Yeah. on my 30th birthday, Michael Jackson died the day before.
Okay.
And then last year something happened, but I don't remember. And then it's all a blur.
It's all
a blur.
You are the Black Widow, man.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But he would have had his funeral and stuff sooner if he was in the United States of America.
As opposed to the United States of Brazil or something like
well,
that.
Well, wait. They had to ship his body over. It took like a week, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. It did take that long.
Wednesday? When he died, last Wednesday?
He died last Wednesday, yeah.
When his body get back? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Monday?
Tuesday morning.
Yeah, but I mean, they had to do the autopsy. It's not that the plane took that fucking long.
No, it's just the bullshit of getting it over.
Yeah, they had to do the autopsy. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the State Department had something to do with him getting back here. Like, John Kerry's family, the Clinton family, they helped out in arranging the travel.
Fucking Bill.
They had to find a bag big enough to stuff his fat ass.
That was my favorite show.
Bill helped out.
Bill's a good man.
Yeah, I saw
Tony
you tweeted about it.
He was banging whores left and right.
The only person that got more pussy in the 90s.
Yeah, right.
I'll
tell you what,
too.
Though. Soprano had better quality pussy.
Oh, absolutely.
Than fucking Monica.
The Russian? Holy shit.
Yeah, no.
Not the legless Russian.
No, the best one.
Gloria, the car dealer?
No, the during the horse, the Pyomai thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot her name.
La Paz. Something La Paz. I forgot what her she
was. Is that the one that the got one burned?
Yeah, the one that got burned.
She was the one that was going out with Joey Pants in the show.
You're right.
And then Tony was fucking her. Yeah, that chick was the hottest one by far.
He had a lot of hot ones.
Yeah, he did. Except for Carmella. Fucking disgusting Bhutan.
What's a Bhutan?
Huh?
What's a Bhutan?
I didn't say that, did I?
What'd you say?
A debutante. A Bhutan.
What's a Bhutan?
Like a...
The thing you hand off to the runner when they're running around the track.
Shut the
thing,
fuck up.
The thing they twirl in a parade.
What's a Bhutan?
It's a type of bed.
Is it
a Bhutan.
Fucking
fuck
idiot.
Fuck you. I'm looking it up then. Bhutan. Bhutan.
You're on top of your fucking class.
You're a stupid motherfucker, you know that?
He's probably one of my favorite characters of all time of like a TV show.
Yeah. I mean, he was great in movies too. Most of the movies he did.
Yeah, the movies I saw him in I liked, but like, I really liked him.
I love that scene in True Romance.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Where he beat the shit out of that chick.
Hey, go ahead, stick it in me.
She had the little fucking, I don't know what it was, like a corkscrew or something.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And then she whacked him upside down with the top of the toilet.
Yeah, I saw pictures from his wake today, and they got a lot of the cast of The Sopranos were there, and they were, like, fucking upset.
Of course
like,
they are.
Yeah, they were, showed, like, distraught.
They showed whatever the fuck Carmella's real name is, Edie Falco.
Yeah.
They showed her on the phone on the streets of New York or something when she found out. She was devastated.
Yeah.
She was absolutely devastated. She almost fell to the floor.
She probably would have died with all the disease on the floor in New York.
That makes me so sad.
Missy would have licked it.
Shut up.
Yeah, she wasn't on a payphone. She's going to survive.
Are you guys really not going to tell me what it means?
Like a whore, like a bitch. It's like a slang word for like bitch, whore, whatever.
Is it slang in Italian?
No, Mexican. Yeah.
I didn't know if it was American.
Yeah, because you never heard it before. Of course it's not American.
I don't know.
You remember this?
State zitto, puttana!
Yeah.
That's...
I thought he was speaking Italian.
He is.
Oh.
Puttana.
She's a malignant cunt.
Or in your case, butane. I don't know what she said.
Butane, propane,
whatever the fuck. Yeah, so, you know, obviously he fucking died of a heart attack, which is no surprise. But I found out, like, a couple days ago, his son was the one that found him.
Yeah.
Well, not found him. He wasn't dead. He died. He died when he got to the hospital. But he's the one who saw him, and his dad was not feeling good, and he's the one who called 911 or whatever. No, he told the guards or the bodyguard, whatever the fuck is going on over there. They called the emergency service. They came and then you know he died when he got to the hospital. And they said that they tried to resuscitate him for 45 minutes.
Wow.
And I'm like, really? Like, usually they call it after like a minute.
No.
No?
No, seen it go on for a long fucking time. Geez. Never 45 minutes.
Well, I guess they popped his chest open and they were massaging his heart or whatever. I'm like, Jesus.
Oh my God.
Christ. I know.
They tried everything.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, do they do that in America?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's just an Italian thing.
I was like, are they that nice?
We massage the heart.
We're going to crack it open.
We're going to massage him back to life.
Oh, that sucks.
I need 200 cc's of stat.
So what do you
think? You fucking are you going to have a heart attack by the time you're 50?
Oh.
He was close. 51. Oh. Who would have thought
that's the first thing I thought of when
one
of the I think the CNN app on my phone flashed across my phone. I was like, what the fuck?
He missed it by a year.
Christopher said that shit.
Shit. I bet you, whatever is it. What's his real name? Christopher.
Michael Imperioli.
Oh, yeah,
I bet you he feels bad about that now.
He didn't write it. He might have written that episode.
He might have.
He might have. Actually, you know what? I think he did.
Cause that was one later one.
Yeah,
that one later?
Yeah. It was like four or five, season four or five.
I'm killing myself?
Yeah.
Well, you fucking are you going to have a heart attack by the time you're 50?
Oh.
Watch it, Chrissy. It's the boss you're talking to.
I don't think I have that one.
I love that show.
Oh, wait.
Watch it, Chrissy. You're weak, you're out of control, and you become an embarrassment to yourself and everybody else.
That intervention scene was one of the best scenes in TV.
Let him take his fucking medicine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fucked up, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, the Sopranos have been dead and gone for a while, but it's kind of cool to see him pop up in a movie here and there. Although Zero Dark Thirty was a disappointment to me.
Yeah, he was barely in it. Yeah.
So, and I never seen that one. So, somebody was talking about on the radio last week something about him being in a movie with Brad Pitt. Apparently,
the Mexican.
Killing Them Softly was the newest one.
The newest one.
No. It was the older one they were talking about.
Yeah, he was gay in that.
Mexican! Yeah.
He's like, he mostly is with Julia Roberts throughout the movie. It was a good movie.
I never seen it. Yeah, I liked it. I want to, but.
Yeah, I never saw it.
I don't know if you guys would like it. I liked it, but it's not like great.
So what is it, about a Mexican?
It's about a gun, and it's called The Mexican.
Okay.
Yeah, well, like Brad Pitt's like a loser, and he like needs the gun. Forget why. He's going to sell it or some shit. And then Julia Roberts and him are like back and forth, and then Tony's supposed to be like, or James Gandolfini's supposed to be like a hitman that's going to like kidnap Julia Roberts, but then they become friends.
Let's face it. He's always going to be Tony Soprano.
Absolutely.
Yes. You call him Tony, it's not a mistake. No. It is what it is. I mean,
I remember watching The Mexican. I didn't know he was in it, and I was like, fucking Tony's in this. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, when you hear that he's dead, they say Tony Soprano's dead. They don't say James Gandolfini's dead.
No, they said like, James Gandolfini.
Well, I know him on like CNN, but people are like just random people.
Right, right.
You'll hear him say Tony Soprano died.
Yeah, I mean, that's all they talked about, like, you know, but that's all last week. For, like, hey, Tony Soprano's dead. You believe that shit?
I was,
He's probably hanging out with fucking Christopher and fucking, like in real Sil, life. T, you look terrible.
On a Monday.
Fuck you, Tone.
I gotta find it. On Monday, I went down to Ocean City and I was like on the boardwalk and they had this up and I thought it was hilarious. I feel like you guys will appreciate it.
What does it say?
In the end, everything goes to black, Tony Soprano.
And it's a picture of him?
Well, now I know he died at the end of the fucking series.
Yeah, but he didn't say that.
No, I'm saying now I know
he didn't say that.
I thought Bobby said it.
See, this is the punishment. Yeah. This is the punishment that David Chase gets for fucking writing a horrible ending to that show.
I think Tony said it after Bobby said, "You probably never hear it coming."
Really, I could have sworn Bobby said it, but I also didn't rewatch the episode. But I could have sworn Bobby's the one that said it, and I saw that and it made me laugh. But maybe I'm laughing for no reason.
Bobby didn't.
It's happened before.
That devious laugh.
Shut up! I don't laugh like that. Today's the first day that I got my voice back too, by the way. I haven't had a voice in like a week and a half.
Really?
Yeah, it's been on and off.
How come?
Because I went to a kabillion concerts last week.
Oh.
She had his cock still in her mouth.
And none of
you were sucking his cock.
Andrew Lisa's on the line. Andrew, you there?
His vital signs are very weak. I need a bus. I need a 50cc stat. That was awesome, Bob. Yeah, you know, you said that they cracked open his chest and actually massaged his heart.
Yeah.
And I think they knew that's when they knew he was really in trouble, because in his arteries, instead of blood, there was just this stuff that's inside of a bone when you order Oso Buco.
Oh, God.
His heart would look like a fucking veal cutlet.
Ew.
It was, like, encased in breading.
Yeah, I mean, Marco was talking about how they just say Tony Soprano. I know he's most famous for The Sopranos, but to me, he'll always be the guy from 8mm.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah,
I don't remember that movie that well.
That's a good movie.
No, I'm just kidding. I think it was Nicolas Cage.
I know he was
Tony Soprano versus online pornography or something.
Yeah. No, it was like it was snuff films.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I liked it though. Yeah, I've watched the movie, but I think it was like when it came out, and obviously it wasn't memorable.
Yeah.
Well, he was in a movie with Robert Redford where Robert Redford was a prisoner. In like a military prison.
Oh my God, that's the best. Yeah. The Last Castle.
The Last Castle.
He was the warden.
Yeah,
and
he was
such
awesome
a jerk off. Hey, he was so good.
I'm having a really tough time hearing you guys, but did you touch on True Romance yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was awesome.
That was my favorite fucking non-Sopranos role of him ever.
Yeah, we were just saying how that was the best scene in the movie when he beat the shit out of Patricia Arquette.
Yeah, look, I'm gonna hang up, guys. I'm having a really tough time hearing you, so I'm just gonna go back to tune in. But whatever you're saying, have a great show, and I'll be listening.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call, Andrew.
Get a new phone.
Is he still on?
No, he's gone.
Probably a
sprint.
He
could technically have Pinochet contact with Ovalvo.
They made him such a fucking retard on that show. He was really dumb, Tony Soprano. Just the shit he said. Like, they were all kind of dumb. They dumbed all those fucking guys down.
Yeah, but it was like...
Especially Paulie. It metastasized.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
I love Paulie.
Yeah, it was sad. But at the same time, it's like, yeah.
I was surprised.
You know what? Here's what's shocking to me. Tony Soprano or James Gandolfini croaks, but yet we still have De Niro. We still got Pacino. We still got, like, certain other actors that, you know, are up there in age, or getting there anyway. I mean, fuck, Pacino and De Niro I think Pacino's 70.
Yeah, they're way past
And
Tony.
De Niro's right up there, too. So, yeah. I mean, they're still kicking. Then again, you know, they didn't eat themselves at that.
They're
either.
Not right. 180 pounds or 200 pounds overweight.
Right, right. So
was he that big?
I don't know how big he was.
He was, right. He was a tall dude, but he wasn't 200 pounds overweight. No. I still think I weighed more than him. I definitely do now.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I don't know. At the end of The Sopranos, he had to be pushing 300 pounds.
Oh, easily.
I do remember mad fat.
He got mad fat.
He got mad fat.
he got angry fat.
He did.
But yeah, I rewatched the whole first season, like, oh my God, like twice by now. And he was. I was like, yeah, he wasn't that big.
Right.
He wasn't that big of a dude.
And then season two, he's like automatically 40 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
First episode of season two, he was like, Jesus Christ. Fucking, his towel was about to snap off when he came downstairs.
I think he took all the weight that Vito lost.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
The ducks. Look at the ducks.
Fucking idiot. But, hey, so what was he on vacation or was he at some...
It's some Italian film festival. Well, he's vacation / film
Watch
festival.
Watch it a fucking movie.
It's an Italian film festival.
Get me the popcorn.
Yeah.
Turn up the volume. I cannot hear it over the sound of the chest compressions.
I breathe it too heavy.
His breathing was too loud during the movie. Fucking unreal.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, I heard there was a lot of people at his fucking funeral. And then they were putting, like, shit in front of his apartment in New York or something. I don't know, apartment, whatever. Fuck. What do they have, penthouses over there?
Yeah.
Somebody ripped... Someone... What a fucking stupid... I don't know. I thought it was dumb. Somebody took, like, one of the box sets of the seasons, ripped off the cover. Remember the flip tops?
Right.
The way they were, like, flip tops? They ripped it off and they leaned it up against his door. And I'm just like, really? Like... That's so stupid.
That is stupid.
Like, why would you desecrate, especially now, as you know, you got the DVD set. Like, why fuck it up, you know? Like, it's worth a little more now.
Yeah, that's so white trash. Like,
know,
if you're going to do something like that, like, I don't know, put in a frame or something.
Right.
Get a picture of
it.
Right.
It was all, like, gnarled. It looked like a dog was chewing on it or something.
People are fucking stupid.
Right. I saw that and I was like, really? Like, that's embarrassing. I don't know. It looks stupid to me.
Do you know how I found out that he was dead?
I don't know how.
I was on Twitter, and Susan Sarandon tweeted it.
Susan Sarandon did?
What, are you friends with her?
I guess. I don't know. Or maybe somebody I'm friends with retweeted what she tweeted.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? And I looked it up, and I'm like, oh, fuck. And that's how I found out.
I found out because Marco texted.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't watching TV.
I thought it was like a hoax.
That's what Jesus said. He's like, is that real? And I'm like, I think so.
He would know.
And he's like, yes, we took him.
Couldn't he do anything about that, man? Couldn't he bring him back to life?
No.
No.
He's repent.
I have the CNN app on my phone, and it went off.
That's how I saw it, the CNN app. But I was like...
That's legit, if it's CNN.
Yeah, it is. It is. I didn't want to believe it.
Yeah.
Who the fuck wants to believe
that? I was out at the bar with one of my friends. I was like, holy shit. It's like, Tony Soprano's dead.
Fuck.
It was shocking. Yeah. I was very, very shocked by it.
Yeah, like, why couldn't it be one of the other fucking characters on the show, like Edie Falco or fucking, or the guy that played Vito? He's an asshole, apparently, because he was at a Chicago Uno Grill near us, the one over in Deptford, and he stiffed the bill.
Did he really?
Yeah, he went in there, he got, like, food, he was by himself. He sat at the bar, he got, like, a bunch of food, a bunch of drinks, and then he fucking walked out.
What?
Stiffed the bill, yeah.
What a jerk off.
Right? Fucking piece of shit. Yeah, they were pissed, too. They were like, we thought, you know, he's going to leave a good tip.
Yeah.
And yeah, he left a good tip, all right.
Jerk off.
He left nada. No.
So was Tony Soprano, well, okay, this might get complicated. Was James Gandolfini from New Jersey?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, because I saw that his funeral and stuff was in New Jersey, yeah. And I was like, he was from Jersey, too?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that about him.
What was it? Close to Newark, somewhere.
It was like Red Bank or something, wasn't it? That
he went to Rutgers.
Oh,
yeah, but I mean, he grew up somewhere near Newark. I forgot where they said it was. Not that it matters, but yeah, North Jersey is where he's originally from.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I guess it wasn't much of a stretch being in that area for him during the Sopranos seasons. He probably knew every place. Maybe Satriales was real.
Satriales was real, wasn't it?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I heard it was real. I don't know if it really is.
I think they're all condos now. They knocked all that shit down.
Did they?
I think.
Blasphemy.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That does suck. Why the fuck would you do that?
I would love to, like, drive by and hope to see Paulie Walnut sitting out there sunbathing with the mirror.
Oh,
fucking
bada bing. And
the bada bing was, like, on some sort of highway or something.
Yeah. Highway 8, 7, 9, something like that.
Keep going. 8, 7, 9, 12, 13, 14.
Satin Dolls, it's called.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's not the Bada Bing. But they have an area when you go in there, because I had to do work up there. I went in just to check it out.
Gosh.
It's a skank shift. There wasn't anybody good. But in the corner, there's all the Sopranos fucking merchandise and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it years ago, like when the show was still on, my ex got me a t-shirt.
Is it Bada Bing?
No.
Oh.
I still have the Bada Bing one, but that one's like, fuck, the quality of the shirts were just garbage.
Of course.
The first time you wash it, it's like all faded,
mm-hmm.
And it's like, wow, what the fuck happened? Like, it looks, it's like stonewashed now. It's unwearable. I wear it like when I have to paint or something like that, you know? I try not to get, you know, any paint splash on the titty. You know what I mean? On my titties, yes, but on the girl on the shirt, no. Yeah, I think one of the dumbest gifts I ever got was a Tony Soprano cookbook.
The fuck?
You don't want to take after his habits.
He didn't even ever cook on
the
show.
No, it was a Sopranos cookbook.
Oh, okay. Oh, I remember that. And like all the different actors put in like a recipe they really liked. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, meanwhile, none of them probably ate any of those fucking things. It was like the worst fucking, you know, like pork rinds and barbecue sauce. And
you're like, what?
No. Fuck it. Bullshit.
Listen, man, after the first couple seasons of Sopranos, that was the biggest show in history.
Yeah.
Like, everybody that people were getting HBO paying fucking $20 a month just to watch this show, they were going to sell whatever they can get their fucking hands on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how the fuck is Uncle June still alive?
Oh, no.
He's old as fuck.
No shit.
He was old
you
on
see
the
him
show.
In Boardwalk Empire? He looks like he's ready to fucking keel over.
He looks, I guess he has like a. One of those things that you lie in at night?
Hyperbaric chamber?
Yeah.
I can't believe you got that. I was going to say bed.
I'm confused.
Yeah, and everybody else is still alive, I think, too, right? Nobody died from Sopranos yet.
Big Pussy's still around.
He pops up.
Oh, what's his name? The fat chick, the wife. Johnny's wife died. The fat chick.
Ginny
really
Sack?
Fat.
Yeah.
Would they remove that 90-pound tumor on her ass?
She died. That's it.
She died in real life?
Yeah.
Shocker.
Heart attack?
I think so.
She was really overweight.
You know, it's funny. Yeah. When I was reading a story on Gandolfini, they down at the bottom of the page, they had like a list of other famous people that had died this year. And there was a couple I was kind of shocked at.
Oh,
you remember Chris Cross, the horrible...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he just died.
Yeah, one of the fucking kids died of
drug
an overdose.
Yeah.
I was like, really?
You don't remember that? That was like 3 months ago.
Oh. So I don't want Jay Garrick.
Yeah.
And I forget, there was a couple other big names. I was like kind of shocked. I was like, wow, I didn't know they were going. I mean, some of them were old, and you're like, well, I guess it was coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then there was somewhere like, wow. Like, I forget, somebody had like two different kinds of cancers. I'm like, when the fuck did that happen? And it was like they couldn't beat one, and then the other one came on during that one. It was like, wow, like that's got to be grueling.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so I guess Tommy had it all right. Heart attack.
Yeah, sure. You just stop getting blood through his heart, I guess, right? Is that what a heart attack is? Like, what the fuck's a
I know
heart
that's
attack?
Definitely one of the things. I don't know if it's all, like, I'm assuming you can have a heart attack in a, for a different reason.
Okay.
I don't know what.
Is it just that blood's not getting to your heart?
I would think that has, like, that's a major part of it.
Okay. I don't know anything about it.
I don't know. I haven't had one yet. I'll let you know when I do. It won't be that long.
God willing.
Fucking asshole.
You're a wormy cocksucker, you know that? Why'd you, Chrissy? Fucking balls on that prick.
The fuck did I do to you? God willing.
Fuck you.
That's some harsh shit, man. You know what's funny too? Just today I was thinking about that. I'm like, you know, I'm probably getting to that age where that's going to be an issue soon.
Yeah, you're going to have to start watching what you eat and shit.
Yeah, that and the smoking thing.
Yeah, smoking's bad.
It's like, I better start looking into quitting real soon.
Do you still enjoy
You've
smoking?
Been trying.
Yes and no. Like, I guess like while during work when it's stressful because mm-hmm. I can, that helps. But like when I'm home, it's not as good. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I could use one right now. That would be nice.
Yeah, a cigarette right now would be awesome.
I don't know. It's not as fulfilling, I guess. But like, you know, when you drink a couple beers, though, it is nice.
Yeah, I mean for the most part. I don't really enjoy it anymore. If I can I'm doing it out of habit.
If I can limit it to just when I drink, I'd be golden. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a goal you should set and then work from there. No?
I look like I achieve goals.
No, you don't. I
didn't even set goals. I was going to achieve them.
Yeah, I could barely score goals. Yeah, it was last Friday night. Me and my girl went out with a couple friend of hers. And... you know, I had a couple of Captain Cokes, and after, like, the third one, I really started chain smoking. Like, I had to have one, like, every 10, 15 yeah. minutes, because I was on a deck, you know, so we were outside the whole time. I'm like, man, and it kind of gave me a flashback of when I was younger, and you could smoke in bars, and I'm like, man, I remember them days where you were just, like, you go through yeah. a pack easy in one night of drinking. You know, I mean, we weren't there that long. We were only there a few hours, but still, I smoked quite a few for being there a few hours. It was just like. You know, and then it gets to the point where, you know, my girl and everybody else are like, you're having another one? Like, it's just like, and when people do that, it makes me want to smoke another one.
Fuck yeah, it always does. You know? Like, yeah.
It's just like, and blow it in their face, too. Yeah. Like, yeah, fuck off. Take that.
Yeah, I smoke more in places that have decks rather than the places you actually have to, like, go outside the bar to mm-hmm. smoke, you know, where you could take your drink out. That's yeah. when I smoke, but... I've kind of gotten used to not smoking in bars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't have
really,
no problem with
like,
that.
Most of the time, I really don't feel like going outside to smoke a
yeah,
cigarette.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Like at work the other night, I was having one. I didn't even get halfway through it. I was like, I don't even want this. And
really?
I just fucking flicked it, yeah.
That's good.
Like I'm at the point where I smoke more out of habit.
I left because I pulled up to a stop. I still had half a cigarette. I left it on the step of the truck. So I went, and when Jesus. I got back, I was like, "There it is."
I do that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I was just like, yeah. "I'm not gonna waste it." You're Fuck wasting now. It. I mean, I was just like, oh, fuck that. This shit costs money.
Fuck yeah.
Well, that's true. You don't want to fucking waste it.
Yeah. Well, I heard that they're gonna hike up the price even more now.
They are. They're going to keep doing it.
It's gonna be like a substantial amount.
Like in Manhattan, they're $15 a pack.
Yeah, they're going to go higher, and we're gonna probably be looking at $10 or $11.
Yeah,
a pack,
so. I'm not going to be smoking by then. I have like a year left. Before
I got
to
find
quit.
Something to take its place.
You got to figure it out.
Just don't let it be
those
food.
Those electronic cigarettes, man, they suck.
I feel like they're going to find out that they're
although
harmful
everybody
as
raves,
well.
Everybody raves about that blue
I think they're harmful.
I had the blue.
How is it?
It tastes like all the other ones. They're shit.
Yeah, it doesn't. Just give me one that has that menthol taste, and I'm good.
No, you're never going
to. None of them.
It.
They all taste like shit.
I had that blue. It doesn't even feel like you're smoking a cigarette.
No?
No.
What does it feel like? You're sucking a cock?
You inhale it, and it's just like nothing.
It's worth it. And that's the one where you got to keep buying the replacement cartridges, right?
Yeah.
See, I like the disposable ones. Buy them for $7, and then after, you know, whatever, you throw them out and get another one.
What's the difference? You have to buy something either way.
I'm just saying, it's easier. Like, you don't have to go and buy the cartridges. I mean, you may have to go. If you get one a certain one, they might be out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how many cigarettes is equivalent to one cartridge.
I don't remember.
Does it say?
It does say. I don't remember.
But like a $7 one that I get is equivalent to two packs of cigarettes. And I'm like, well, if you think about the cost of cigarettes,
yeah,
it's not bad. But it doesn't taste anything like fucking cigarettes, which sucks dick. And then you're like the one that I have, which I didn't even bring it in because I forgot. It's in the car. I got it strictly for here because we don't smoke in here anymore. So I use it when I'm here and I forgot it in the car. But it still tastes like shit.
Yeah, I did an electronic cigarette for a little bit. It wasn't good.
I actually use it for when I'm out of cigarettes and I'm on my way to get another pack. That's pretty pathetic.
Yeah, where's that fake cigarette?
Yeah, it's that's pathetic. Horrible. It is, but
you got a shitty habit.
Could be worse.
Did you ever smoke it out in public?
What, the e-cigarette?
Yeah.
A couple times.
Did you?
Yeah, my girlfriend didn't like that.
I think it looks so douchey.
We were out to dinner and we were we waited a long time and it was like pouring rain out and I left my cigarettes in the car, but I forgot that I had the thing in my jacket pocket. And we're sitting we finally get seated at the table. And I don't know what it was. My nerves were just shot.
Yeah.
And I pulled it out while she wasn't looking, and I fucking started smoking.
You're like, I got to go to the bathroom real quick.
She looked at me like I just, like, took a shit on the table. Like, she had this look in her eye, like, what the fuck are you doing?
She's well, you're
like,
allowed to do it.
And I'm like, what? I'm not doing nothing wrong. You know, we were at a corner table. Nobody saw me. I was just like, you know, whatever. And she was like, no, that's terrible. I'm like, you can't smell it. I'm not offending anybody with this.
Nah.
Just, people will do a double take, though. See if it's real.
Now I feel like the electronic cigarettes are around enough to where people think, oh, if they're smoking in here, they must have that money.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it so many times.
Yeah, like, I've seen it a bunch.
There's still places, though, that won't let you use it inside their place.
Oh, really? I haven't seen a place like that yet.
Yeah, there's like certain restaurants and stuff. They'll be like, no, you can't use that here. And it's like, what? Dude, it's smokeless. There's no...
Yeah.
No, it's just, it's not good for the atmosphere. Like, and... They don't mean it like the atmosphere. They mean like the atmosphere of like where you're at.
They don't want you to look like you're smoking.
I guess it unclasses the place or something. Get the fuck out of here. Smoking's cool.
It is cool.
Smoking is cool. Smoking e-cigarettes is douchey out in public. It really is.
Yeah,
aren't they bigger? I don't know. Aren't they like bigger and longer?
No. No, but you're in like a bar and it's kind of like dark and you see this fucking blue light across the
See, that's what I don't like about it. The one that I get looks like a fucking cigarette. It doesn't look like one of those, you know.
But that's when you're going to get your balls busted too. Like a bouncer come up to you, oh, it's a fucking douche cigarette. It's not a real cigarette. You're okay, I guess.
Well, you call it that, but a lot of people don't. If it works for anybody to actually get them to quit smoking, I think it's a good thing.
It is, but fucking go outside.
I don't care. I mean, I would still go outside just to get the feeling like I'm smoking a cigarette. If I was using one of them to try to quit, I would still go outside of a bar to get the feeling like I have to go outside for a cigarette type thing.
People don't use them to try and quit smoking. They use them because they think it's a healthier way to smoke cigarettes.
I mean, the only positive thing, what I read about them, is they don't have all the...
chemicals.
Yeah.
They have less chemicals. They still have chemicals.
Yeah, but not nowhere near what a regular cigarette has.
Cigarette has arsenic and everything else in it.
Yeah. You can kill fucking roaches with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, but again, the whole vapor thing, it's like, you get like fluid in your lungs. If you
exactly.
Keep like people that use that forever, that don't stop.
You can't. You'll drown.
I love it. You'll drown. That's great.
Your lungs will just start building up condensation until they're fucking full. Then you're just going to be sitting there one day like, I'm drowning.
That's great.
What?
Oh, you're drowning.
I don't even know what to say to that.
In a sense, she's not wrong.
No.
Not wrong.
I can see the conversation I mean, building up.
The explanation sounds funny because it's like immediately you're like, just picture you're like, someone's inhaling an e-cigarette and all of a sudden they start coughing up water and shit. Like, you know, it's... I could see you doing something like that.
What if it sits in your lungs and gets, like, moldy? Can it do that?
I don't know.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it can be harmful.
All the cigarettes you smoke, though, I'm assuming...
I don't smoke that money.
No?
I smoke less than a pack a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
But how long have you been smoking, though?
15 years.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah.
Straight through consecutively?
I quit a bunch of times.
But for long periods of time?
A couple months. Usually. It usually never past 3 months.
So probably not enough to clear your lungs out of whatever.
No, I remember every time
I... just cough something up, too.
I remember every time I would quit smoking, I would actually get sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you mean you get sick?
I would get a sore throat.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I'd be like, fuck. But it usually would pass after like 2 or 3 weeks.
Why? I wonder, why is that?
I don't know. I think because when you smoke, usually you have chronic bronchitis, so your body just gets used to it, and then when you stop, the bronchitis is like, "What the fuck? I want to get out of your body." That was like a mwahaha one. Jesus, that was out of nowhere. But I don't really know. I'm not very knowledgeable on it. I'm giving myself a year. Seriously, dead serious, no bullshit. I've given myself a year.
One more year, what, till you're dead or till
you're
smoking?
Done smoking. I'm not going to smoke anymore.
Yeah.
I'll do something. I don't know what, but I'll do something.
Crack, meth, whatever. Whatever comes
down. I'll smoke weed or something. I don't know.
Oh,
like,
it's
not,
even better.
Not all the time, but.
Oh, it's not as bad for you.
No?
No, it's good for you.
It doesn't have nicotine.
It is. It's healthy. It gives you nutrients.
I wouldn't go that far, but I don't think it's.
I'm buying.
It's not going to fucking. I don't know. There's no fucking... I mean, unless... It depends who you get it from. If someone's lacing it with shit, then yeah, you're fucked, but...
And I'm in my 30s. I don't think I'm going to find anybody lacing my weed. You know?
You never know.
Who knows who you hang out with?
Yeah, right.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know your fucking people.
My people?
Your people?
What does my people mean?
I don't know. What did you do for your birthday? Anything good? Did you guys go out? Party?
Last night?
I don't fucking know.
No, I mean, I went to Firefly over the weekend.
Yeah.
And then... I did a bunch of pre-celebrations. And then this weekend I'll go down.
Oh, so you got everything's planned for this weekend?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Can I ask a question? Your birthday was yesterday, which, by the way, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
So you did, like, pre-celebrations for your birthday?
I guess.
And the whole... real celebration, I'm assuming, is this weekend.
I guess.
Is it going to, like, spill into, you know, the next weekend, the 4th
of July? No, man, I don't even care. Like, everybody else is making a bigger deal about it than I am.
Yeah, here's my point.
Yeah, I'm, like, over birthdays. Like, I didn't plan a party this year like I did last year or anything. Like, I'm just over it.
And I need your guys' opinion on this, okay? Is it me or do when females have birthdays, it, like, lasts for, like, a month?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It depends on the female.
It's the birthday month.
Most of them. I mean, most of them under the age of, say, 40. Okay? You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're talking about.
I do.
Every time it's a chick's fucking birthday, the shit just drags on for, like, almost a month.
Absolutely.
Every weekend there has to be some sort of thing that has to be whatever, like, attributed to that birthday. And it's like – or do you notice that guys don't throw themselves parties, but girls do?
Guys.
Wait a minute. Sorry, Mark. I'm talking to Ron. Hey, Chris, did you notice that guys don't throw themselves parties?
Yeah, guys that aren't douches don't throw themselves parties.
Guys that aren't pussies don't throw themselves parties.
Guys that aren't dickheads don't throw themselves parties.
I forgot about that. Never mind.
I hate you. Go ahead, continue.
But yeah, all right. Most men don't fucking...
Most men in their mid-30s do not throw themselves parties.
Men.
Most real men.
Hold on a second. Men.
Yes, you are just douchey to the core.
Themselves.
Parties.
They don't throw themselves parties. And if they do...
It's one night. It's not a whole fucking month.
Right, okay. Exactly. It's not a fuck. Why do girls do that? That's my question.
Yeah, because
now,
girls
I'm not
like
blaming
that.
You for that. Like,
oh no, dude, that's
or saying
that
that's what you do.
No.
But you know that you have friends that like it's a birthday month.
Yes.
What is that shit? That's the gayest shit I've ever heard.
This is my guess of why. I think that it's because it's when
the attention is
totally focused on you.
Oh, fuck.
I could be the center of attention for this whole month, and for the other 11 months, I'll go back to being a whore.
It's like Black History Month. It's the only time black people are celebrated, and then the other 11 months is White History Month. You know what I mean? It's just like, who cares? Like, I don't know. It just makes me not want to celebrate that person.
I hate it because it's like, this week you're doing this. This week we're doing this.
Well, that's
for the same
person? No.
Yeah.
And I do a thing where I will only do
one thing. Yep.
And I won't do anything
else.
Here's
the other thing that pisses me off about this whole thing. How is it that the chick whose birthday it is, they end up planning something that costs everybody else a shit ton of money.
Yeah, because that's fucked up people do that.
And it's like, why? Like,
It's not a middle of the road restaurant. It's a high end restaurant.
Don't get me wrong. You obviously have the choice to not show up.
Absolutely.
Right.
Which is fine.
Which is what I do. Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, who the fuck do you think you are? Because
they're not considerate. Like, that's an inconsiderate
move.
Thank you.
That's very inconsiderate.
Whenever I, like, plan birthday parties for myself and then, like, throw them, it was like dive bars.
Right.
Yeah, like, it was dive bars.
Or, like, everybody
penny drafts.
Everybody go to dinner and everybody pay for me type of
thing. No dinner. I remember the one that you guys tried to come to, but the traffic on Sale Street was too bad because I remember they were doing fireworks or something.
Right.
We had the...
She bought that story?
Huh?
Actually, I think I even drove by the
bar. Yeah, you drove by the bar.
I just know where to park. Let's leave.
fuck you.
It really was like that, too. It was like, there's no parking. And we got so far, it was like, look, dude, the exit's like right here. Let's just go.
I parked down the street to get to it.
There was no parking.
I know.
It was like
none.
Snowing out, I think, during that time or something.
In
raining.
The summer?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
It was raining.
Oh, okay.
I remember that. It was like pouring rain.
Well, that birthday party, that whatever, I paid for all of it, for everyone.
You paid for all of it?
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
Well, not out of my own pocket, but I got in.
I paid for it out of somebody else's pocket.
I got.
You blew the owner.
I paid for it with somebody else's money.
No.
She gave up the choke to the owner.
People gave me, I got a handle of like $400 worth of gift certificates.
A five-finger handle.
I didn't tell anybody, so nobody would be like crazy, and I just told them to put it on a bill, and then when everybody was trying to pay, I was like, oh, don't worry about it.
You look pimp.
That's what I do.
That's what it is.
The last year, the bar was like, you could smoke in the bar. It was in the middle of fucking nowhere. Beers were $1. It was awesome. Mm. You know, but that's me, like, I have friends that are like me, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And then I have friends that
you guys
are
just
not.
Park your trailers in the same spot.
Yes.
Have a block party.
By the way, there was no parking.
Block party anywhere you want.
But yeah, the girls like that, like they do big things.
Yeah.
I had a friend that was like, okay, I'm going to ask everybody now who wants to get together and like go to the Cayman Islands for my birthday.
Yeah. Get the fuck out
you.
Of here.
And I'm like,
the Cayman Islands. I can't even afford to go down the shore. I'm going to go to Cayman Islands.
I'm like, I'm
going to
pass.
I can't
afford
to go to Long Island.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know what's funny, though? If she would have said, why don't we all go to the Cayman Islands in August?
Yeah.
And never mentioned her birthday,
it would
more people probably would have went.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. I'm not going for your fucking birthday.
It just makes you not want to attend.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because
nobody cares about you.
No. We're all at that age now where it doesn't matter.
And when someone does that, you care about them less. Because you
like,
always remember that. You're like, like the next year rolls around and then someone says, oh, it's so-and-so's birthday. And then you start thinking to the last year and you're like, oh,
especially
fuck
if
them.
All the way to Cayman Islands.
I'm
have
planning
a shitty
shit
time.
To do during their birthday, so I don't even have to fucking look at their
when
face.
When people say, I'm going to Atlantic City for my birthday, I'm thinking, like, oh, it's a long drive. It's like 40 minutes away.
Yeah.
It's not far at
all. Cayman Islands? Fuck you.
Islands.
I mean, I got to take a plane to your birthday party? No. Fuck you.
I mean, it's funny, too, because everybody kept saying, they're like, all right, what's going on for your birthday? And I was like, nothing. They're like, what?
That's what I did this year. Every year I've been like that for like 10 years now. I'm just like, I don't care.
No. Well, that's because you're a miserable fuck.
It's not. No. Like, why should I? What's there to celebrate, honestly?
Your birth.
Then my mom should be celebrated for passing my fat ass. Seriously, like, I don't understand. To me, it's just another day.
And
I'm starting to feel that way also with, like, certain holidays. Like, I don't buy the whole St. Paddy's Day thing anymore.
Oh, I never did.
No.
Like, I don't care. It's just, it's another.
I don't even buy Valentine's Day
anymore.
It's
an excuse for people to go out and drink when they already can. There was no limitation for them to go out and drink.
No, now it's like just, everyone goes out and drinks that.
Right,
you know?
And it's just, it's more crowded, it's harder to get a drink. It's like, who wants that? Like, it's just stupid.
It is stupid.
You know, my girlfriend was asking me, what do you want to do for the 4th of July? I'm like, I don't know.
I do love the 4th of July.
Eat?
But yeah, exactly. That's why I love the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Barbecue. I'm going to go to a barbecue. I'm going to be in the sun, drink some beer.
That's it.
Watch some fireworks.
That's what it's about.
Go to bed.
I don't even care about the fireworks anymore.
I love fireworks.
Nah, I don't give a
shit
about fireworks.
I'm sorry. Am I crazy? But it's the same shit every year. Like, there's nothing special. Like,
no.
Once,
what the fuck?
Show me fireworks that starts making, like, you know, movie face characters or something. Like,
like
a Tony Soprano. Like a Tony Soprano's face shows up. Like,
oh, at Firefly, somebody had a humongous Tony Soprano head. Like on a stick.
Oh,
it was so cool. Because like during Tom Petty, all you saw was James Gandolfini's head going
that's
across.
Funny.
Like,
that's where's my
awesome.
Fucking money?
They should make a doll that like says all that shit.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be so
fucking
awesome.
Honestly, I think that would be great to have like a Missy doll that says half the shit you've said.
I would like.
Didn't
that.
We talk about having a Missy doll with
you
all the shit?
Pull the string.
People would love the Missy doll.
The tampon pops out.
Oh, <I'm> so gross.
Oh, the penis pops out.
Or that.
You pull the string.
Yeah.
And I, mwahaha, laugh. I keep getting texts about the Sixers fucking draft. I don't even know
who
why.
Cares? What happened?
I have no idea.
did they sell the team?
Hopefully. I don't even know anything about the
they
Sixers.
Folded.
They just got rid of Drew Holiday or something. Oh. Yeah,
I'm your Huckleberry.
Miss,
that's
I got
an awesome
I got a gift
story.
For you. I got like a little surprise for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
What is that?
You want?
No, sure.
All right, here you go. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Missy. It's a special day, isn't it? It's your birthday. How do you like that? 21 at last. Congratulations.
What is it,
this is Don Jameson from That Metal Show. Calling to wish you a great day and also give you a little birthday tip that'll actually make it even more exciting. You're going to have to wait till Tuesday to do it, but probably the best birthday gift you could give yourself is to go to iTunes on
AIDS.
July the 2nd and download the new Gunfire and Sodomy EP, 5 Songs of Terror by my acoustic death metal band, Gunfire and Sodomy, timeless classics like Bleed the World, Killing Disease, and of course the ballad Rape Your Face, all available on iTunes July 2nd. Yeah. Hey, no better birthday gift than that.
Just the tip?
Good one.
Fuck.
I want that.
I can't believe Don Jameson called and left her a birthday message / plug.
Thanks, dude.
That was
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, fuck the plug, though. Can you edit that and send it to me?
She was making a ringtone.
That's the one plug she didn't want from Don Jameson.
You got a towel?
I know. He's like, here's a tip. I'm like, what?
Just a tip?
Okay.
Did you see the smile on her face? Yeah. Her big teeth almost fell out.
Fuck you.
I love how Marco claimed that as his gift. As long as it doesn't cost you any money, right, brother?
That's right. What the fuck's she done for me lately?
Gobble, ever. You would never buy me a gift with money.
Sure I would.
You would not, you liar.
And now I got to go buy you a gift.
No, you don't.
Yeah, yes, right.
Nobody else did.
We just bought her a gift last year.
That's going to be a while
before we see another gift. That's a 3-year gift right there.
That's fine. I like it.
I thought I was being nice.
You were being nice. Thank you.
Jesus Christ. It. Fuck you, then.
Excuse me.
I'm taking it back.
Before I said anything smart, I said thank you.
Fuck the baton in this one.
That's exciting. That's sweet.
I'll cut it off for you and send it to you.
Please do. Just
don't get comfy. I'm making you balls.
Oh, thanks, Don Jameson.
You thank him after you shit on his plug.
Don Juan Jameson.
Hello. He was plugging.
So what?
It's supposed to be about me.
He's famous. He doesn't give a shit about
it's
you.
It's supposed to be about plugging her.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what it's supposed to be about, not
I am probably going to download that album. That's uncomfortable sounding.
That's Don Jameson
stretching out your vagina.
Ass. No, fucking her in the ass for her vagina. This is her vagina.
You're dead. Oh my god.
This is her beehole.
She's got like a huge vagina from fucking so many other guys.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Gigantic vagina.
I can't believe we just had sound bites of her vagina and her asshole.
Yeah.
And none for her tits.
What?
Oh my god. Is that what it sounds like when you go jogging?
Now I should have those pieces down.
Nah, you got them big fucking floppy tits.
God.
You see the moon balloons on that chick?
Moon boobs?
Moon balloons.
Big ass titties!
Poor Missy. He's constantly getting shit on.
Oh, he's making fun of me. It's okay. It's a huge dick.
Put those tits away! This isn't Africa!
And it rained yesterday on my birthday.
It rained like the past 4 or 5 days.
It never rained on my birthday.
Never, ever, ever?
For as long as I can remember. It's always just fucking hot as balls.
So the past 2 years it hasn't rained on my birthday.
Yeah, pretty much. But I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, I don't really care about birthdays. I'm probably not going to care.
The older you get, man.
I'm like over it.
After 21, who gives a shit?
It's just like another day, really.
Yeah.
I mean, get me wrong. I appreciate the birthday wishes and stuff like
absolutely.
That. That's cool. I mean, I'll acknowledge that and be like, thanks or whatever. I have no problems with that. But nobody has to go out of their way and do like, you know, my parents want to take me out to dinner. I was like, for what?
Yeah.
For what? Mm. How about a better idea, Mom? Why don't you cook the way you did 25 years ago? Oh, did I say that out loud?
She was probably expecting
passion for once.
She's probably expecting you'd be out of the house by now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know what? Maybe if she did that, I'd probably leave because it'd be like, I don't eat dinner with them ever, ever.
Yeah,
ever.
She doesn't cook.
She does, but she like
she probably doesn't cook a ton, right?
No, it's not even that. She just doesn't. Like I said, she cooks with no passion at all. Like she just throws
she's
shit
over
together.
It.
Yeah. She's like done with it. Like if she never sees a kitchen together,
that sucks. Because I always thought that when
kids are grown, out
yeah,
the
but
house.
I always thought that they did it for a love of cooking as well. You know,
no, yeah, she has no problem fixing herself something delicious.
Yeah, but she's like, fuck all y'all.
Right, exactly.
You want good food? Go to Olive Garden.
Ew,
good food.
I was joking.
That's so gross. Olive Garden is not Italian.
Yeah.
No. Although everybody
they have
in
good
this country
soup, salad, and breadsticks.
Yeah, their salad is the shit. That's the best thing about that place is the salad.
Yeah. Yep.
But I haven't eaten anything else from Olive Garden in like fucking 10 years.
Yeah, me neither.
I just get soup, salad, and breadsticks every time.
You sound like you're doing a commercial for Olive Garden. And if we could just get a good commercial like that for Tweet Audio, we'd be set.
We had one. They're great, great speakers.
Yeah, what's wrong with that one?
Oh, yeah. They got great speakers.
They're great. Great speakers.
They're great.
You stupid fuck!
shit. So what else is going on?
Aaron, Rodriguez? Is that his name?
Might as well be.
You racist motherfucker.
Might as well be.
What the fuck? That's not his name?
No.
Oh, God.
Try
what
again.
What is it?
A nutless monkey could do your
Aaron
job.
Aaron Hernandez?
Yes.
There you go. Very good.
Oh, God. I fucked up. Yeah, yesterday, you know what I kept saying?
What?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, did you hear about Aaron Rodgers? Wait, the discount double check guy? And they're like, no, what happened? I'm like, he killed someone. They're like, are you sure?
Yeah, he killed somebody. He killed him.
And I was like, God damn it. And then someone finally corrected me, and they were like, it's not Aaron Rodgers.
Fuck. No. No, Aaron Rodgers is not a huge
murderer?
Latino. Or, and that.
And that. Mira, what are you...
Mira.
Mira, what are you doing?
Mira. What does Mira mean? Because I know Mira
listen.
Means
it means listen. Uh-oh. Like, listen up.
Mira?
Mira.
Mira.
Mira, 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 Mira. La, 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 la.
That's like Chinese.
That's Chinese.
Oh.
That's it. That's what she did. That's exactly what she did. What the fuck's wrong with you?
I don't know. Stupid. I am stupid. I haven't gotten
sleep. If you want to be racist, pick the right song.
I know. On the land that I... Mira, vida.
Señorita, what are you doing? Señorita, ¿qué pasa? Coño, maricón. Tu mama huevo.
Maricón.
Tu para pinga, la maricón. Más te siento la caliente la camión. Ven acá. Sí, maricón, sí.
I want to learn Italian.
Sí. Oh,
that's
sí.
Mexican. Mexican. Spanish.
I want to learn Spanish.
How the fuck did you get Italian from that?
They're not that far apart.
Mexican and Italian?
Yeah.
They're pretty far.
No.
Yeah. Spanish and Italian's a little close.
Mexican is a whole other language.
Than Spanish?
Yeah.
It's a little bit, yeah.
It is?
Yeah. They speak a different type of... They. Yeah. Wow.
That happened long ago.
Fuck. So, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Aaron what? Hernandez.
The fuck is wrong? Aaron Rodgers is a good white Christian.
Upstanding citizen.
Right.
Is he?
So far.
I just assume they're all assholes at this point. Mm. So, Aaron Hernandez killed a dude.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Don't be spreading rumors.
The big Mexican won't go down!
I thought they found his gum next to the body on the ground. His gum.
That doesn't mean he pulled the
like
trigger.
He spit it out.
Mm-hmm. We're going to need you to spit the gum out, sir.
So that's happening.
Yeah.
Good recap.
Yeah. No shit.
He killed someone. He
allegedly.
Killed a, allegedly murdered a pro or a semi-pro.
Yeah,
football player.
He was
something.
A friend. I know he was a friend of his or something.
Yeah, who was 27, and Aaron Hernandez is 23, which I think is bizarre. I don't know.
Why?
Why is that bizarre?
I don't know if that 23-year-old would be a murderer.
Why?
Allegedly.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. That seems too young to kill someone.
What?
Why did
you boneheaded idiot!
Huh?
Fucking bitch!
Like, is it a power thing? Like, do you guys know this player? Like, do you know his backstory or anything about him?
Yeah, he's a apparently he's
Puerto Rican.
What else is there to know?
You understand what a filthy fucking Puerto Rican I am?
He apparently had a background, yeah. He had a...
Oh, priors and stuff?
No.
No, no priors.
No.
Just bad attitude. Like, he fell in the draft because of conduct. And, like, a bad checkered, I guess, history at Florida.
Oh. Okay.
That's why he was a good tight end, but...
He's done. And then Donovan McNabb tweets, do you think his career is over? Like, what the fuck?
Do you think his career... I don't know. It should be very similar to Donovan McNabb's career.
You should have seen some of the shit that people were tweeting back to him, though. It was fucking funny.
He probably went block.
Yeah,
block.
I'm sure he's just started deleting everything.
Up yours, nigger.
God damn!
Is that what they tweeted back?
Is that Paula Deen?
Ray Lewis got arrested for murder a decade ago.
You did?
And he didn't even miss a fucking practice.
You know, I got to say something. I'm not a Patriots fan. I don't like the Patriots. I hate them. But I have to give them credit because the way they handled this was pretty fucking impressive.
They fired him right away.
They didn't even hesitate. Yeah. They were just like,
on him. 2 hours
But you
later.
Know what, though? I think it's honestly it's because of Tom Brady. Not because Tom Brady said drop him, but I think because Tom Brady brings that sort of clean-cut
American
image.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, let's cut this pig on his knees. You
know, yeah. Before they even arrested him, they fired him, right?
No.
Right after.
Right after.
Okay, so he got arrested.
Like 30 minutes after he was arrested.
Yeah.
They came out with the report saying that they released Aaron Hernandez.
The Eagles will probably pick him up if he doesn't
No. The Chiefs will pick him up.
Yeah, the Chiefs will pick him up.
Andy Reid is there now. He's going to take all the convicts.
I think he's done, man. I think he's done.
Oh, yeah. He's
I don't think he's going to.
Caught.
I mean, I don't know.
You think he's going to get released? You think he's going to get acquitted?
I hope not. I mean, if he did it,
if
I hope.
If the gun don't fit, you must acquit.
That's the thing. I hope he.
This asshole's taking pictures of him with the fucking murder
I know.
Weapon.
He's not.
Saying that's the same gun that they think.
And he's supposedly linked to the Bristol Bloods, some fucking gang where he's like, you know, in a red shirt with this fucking gang sign up and shit.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, like, stop it, you fucking asshole. Like, what's wrong
with
you?
Just had a kid. Not a baby.
He had a kid?
Yeah, they showed his fiance.
Oh, I saw that girl.
Is she hot? Lying.
Never. She was just a chick.
Yeah.
She wasn't ugly, but she wasn't like...
She cried ugly.
They all cried ugly. Everybody cries ugly.
Not always.
Most of
them. Some girls are good.
When they cry?
Yeah, when they're getting raped.
Misogynist.
You whore!
He doesn't look remorseful or anything. Forget remorseful. Like, he doesn't have to look that way yet. But he just looks like... He looks like a Stone Cold killer in a sense.
He looks like
an asshole.
Stray dog or something.
Huh?
What?
He looks like a stray dog.
Really?
Or like a feral dog.
Where do you get the...
Like, he just looks cold. Like, he doesn't have much human emotion. I meant like a feral dog, not a stray dog.
A feral dog,
yeah. Okay. Like, he just looks like an animal. Like, he gave me the heebie-jeebies when I saw him walking out of his house. I was like, oh, that's him? And then I saw these girls on, like, Twitter. This is why I hate fucking women so much. Mm. That they were like, oh, I don't care if he killed someone. He's fucking hot. Like, shit like that.
This is fucking crazy.
And, like, girls used to do the same thing with Chris Brown. Like, oh, he can beat me any day or something.
This is fucking ridiculous.
And I'm like, you know what? Girls are fucking stupid. So
wait, they actually said that he can beat them up?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I've heard That's people sick. Say that to my face, and I threw something at
to
them.
Chris about Chris Brown?
I remember I threw something at this one girl, and I was like, have some fucking self-respect.
Listen to
and
you.
She was like,
I love it.
All grown up,
right?
I'm getting there, man.
I'm getting there.
I'm over it. You know what I mean? I think back to when I was
Chris
23
Brown?
Years old and like all the shit that I did, and it's like I would be in the same, like I... Times are different. I know that makes you seem older when you say that, but they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's weird to me that NFL players are killing people and shit. Like, it's
Why?
Fucking weird.
Why is it weird to you?
So, like, the
There's
first...
like 1,600 people in the league. To say that there's not one murderer, one gangster in the league is just like saying, no, well, there's no fags in football. Of course there are. Play the percentages.
I know, but
there's definitely there's definitely people of every class, whether you're talking about gangsters or fucking, you know, the rich kids that grew up with everything. Like, there's going to be – every class is going
to
be represented.
I try to think that people don't do that.
You would think
that once they sign
that first contract,
you know?
They would kind of get out of it. I mean, he's got all the money in the world. How he didn't pay somebody to kill this dude is beyond me.
Yeah. It's probably like a
– Exit football.
He retired.
But it's like when I was a kid, I mean, the only thing I heard in pop culture, and things were different then, because I think I was like, maybe I was 14 or something during the OJ thing. That was like the first big thing that I remember. And I was just like, oh my God, why would a football player kill someone? Like, you just put them on a higher pedestal. Like, they're
yeah, but when you had OJ back then, you didn't look at him as a football player. You looked at him as like probably a movie star.
Yeah,
he was in all the Naked Guns.
Yeah,
and,
he seemed like a good guy. So it was
that's what everybody thought. Believe me, America was shocked to hear that OJ killed his wife.
Oh yeah,
nobody because in the public eye, he seemed like a nice guy.
Seemed great,
but then you start reading the shit like, oh, he was. You know, how many times did the cops come to the house because it was a domestic dispute?
Yeah.
You know,
and that shows you like technology today is that if that were to happen today, you would know about it immediately because it'd be like, oh my God,
well, yeah,
cops
it's
show up again at OJ's house, you know, TMZ, shit like that. Right. Like everything's out there. So like seeing this much of all the bad stuff out, it's just, it upsets me.
People like him are in that mind state. You just can't get him out of it.
It seems like if this guy did it, that he's an animal because the guy got shot 5 times. And 2 of the times were when he was already, like, lying dead on the ground. So he just did it to, like, be a like a pussy. Like, what? Not a pussy, but be like, yeah, what, motherfucker?
I don't know about that. I think if you're going to shoot somebody, you better make sure he's dead.
Yeah.
Have a silencer, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But still shooting him 5 times. Like, didn't he shoot him in the head
And
once?
This whole thing was because he disrespected him, apparently, or something? No. That was allegedly what the thing
no,
is?
No, he knew something about the previous...
No. No, the original killings that he's being...
Oh.
Something about he was disrespected.
Yeah.
So he had... Either he did it or he had those 2 guys killed.
He probably had those 2 guys
And then the fucking guy that that just got killed recently knew all about everything else. And I guess he was a loose end that needed to be taken care of.
The guy that he
Maybe
killed...
Maybe he was trying to blackmail him.
The guy that they killed actually was Hernandez's fiancée's sister. Sister's boyfriend.
Oh.
So they were somehow...
He killed the woman?
That's how they knew each other.
Okay. I don't think he pulled the trigger. I think the other guy... But he was
it
there.
It doesn't matter if he pulled the trigger.
It doesn't matter if he pulls the trigger.
I was saying before
the
show...
What matters is he's going to prison.
If there's 3 people there, somebody's going down for that murder.
Somebody's going to talk.
And the one that knows he can't spend the rest of his life in jail is going to run his mouth.
Mm-hmm. That picture of him, like, holding up the gun and stuff, what was that on? Did he, like, is that just on his cell phone, or was it, did he tweet it or something?
No, it definitely wasn't on his cell phone. That's why he's being charged with obstruction of justice. The police asked for a cell phone and the security footage from his home, and he brought it in a fucking Ziploc bag in pieces.
Wow. Like, you can't get the pictures from...
Right. Like, yay, it's like, hello, you have a cell phone
These
company,
dumb motherfuckers
asshole.
Nowadays, he probably posted it on his personal Facebook when he was in college.
Yeah, it's when he would play for Florida.
It's an old picture. That picture's like 4 or 5 years old.
Damn, he had a gun when he was that young?
Yeah, it's unregistered, it's illegal.
Dude, people grow up differently than we do.
He's Puerto Rican.
Dude,
what do you expect?
I don't expect...
Yeah, this. Some people grow up racist. Like,
yeah, I was like, I don't expect it, just a... Puerto Rican, like he obviously isn't a bad looking guy. He went to college. He became an NFL fucking player. Why the fuck? What else do you need? Respect. You're 23 years old. You're not gonna get that till you're in your 30s.
What?
You know, not from like your peers. Like
just
they're all
go.
Gonna be punks.
Just let her go.
I don't know. It's just I don't know. I thought you know how when you got to get a job at like.
40, like me.
No, like a car dealership. We'll just say a car dealership. Mm-hmm. And you have to get a job there. And they do a background check on you. And then they give you drug tests and things like that. And they make sure you're like a good person to work there. And then they hire you. Do they not do that in the NFL?
They absolutely do.
Like, but does the fact that like prior things doesn't matter though?
No, account. They don't matter because it's all about fucking money and winning.
Mm-hmm. They don't give a fuck.
Winning.
That's why Aaron Hernandez probably would have went in the first round of the draft if he wasn't such an asshole.
And he didn't?
No, he went to the end of the fall into like the 4th round. People waste mid-round draft picks to hopefully turn a guy like that around. Maybe he won't be an asshole.
Yeah.
But
apparently his first week there, he threatened Wes Welker.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah.
How long has he been on the team?
two or three years. 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I was shocked. When that, like, everybody's saying this happened in Maine, I'm like, what the fuck is going on in Maine? What the fuck is going on in Maine? How are there gangs in Maine? Like, I'm confused.
Mm.
Is there gangs everywhere?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's less violent gangs in certain places. Like, Rhode Island probably has, like, a chess club. That's
I know. Like, he looked like he lived in, like, a really nice house.
Like, well, he's an NFL player, of course. Yeah.
I know, but it looked like $1.3 million. Well.
I'll never see the inside of a house again.
No, it's weird.
Don't be surprised if he gets off, man.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, he's going to get off all right when somebody sucks his dick in prison.
Goes in a tight end, comes out a wide receiver.
I don't know. I ignorance is bliss. My part, I guess. I'd rather not know all this stuff than not. Does that make sense?
No, nothing you say makes sense.
You lost me a half hour ago.
Yeah, God damn you.
You love me so often, you're somewhere around your birthday.
Shut up.
Somewhere along the phone number.
Shut up. I know.
Get away, my beard!
You guys are jerks. I'm just going to eat my fish then.
God, eat your fish. She's just chewing away on her goldfish.
You can't hear it, can you?
No, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
What?
Trying to see if I hear it.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
Are you having trouble swallowing? That's a first.
Hey, watch your mouth.
I don't know. It doesn't shock me that an NFL player murdered somebody. It kind of shocks me that it was Aaron Hernandez, though.
Why?
Because you never hear anything bad about him until now.
Never.
He's only been in the league in a couple of years, but yeah, he looks guilty now.
Can I ask a question? Why the fuck was his arms under his shirt when he was...
Because when they arrested him, he had no shirt on.
They went right in.
Okay.
They cuffed him within 30 seconds of coming in his house.
I wouldn't even say that.
It was quick.
Yeah. I'm timing it.
Missy, we're talking
I'm
here.
I'm timing
it.
Every time she puts a goldfish in her mouth, just...
You want me to turn your mic off while you eat?
You can't hear it.
He's trying to be a smart
ass. Loud and clear, dude.
You don't hear that?
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about him either. So I thought that he was a relatively new player.
He is.
But yeah, I mean, like, very new. Like, within, like...
He got drafted in 2010, I think.
Yeah, I thought he got drafted last draft. Only because I had no idea. I'm like, how does he have such a big house already? That's what I was thinking.
I mean, there's another player, too, for the Browns, a rookie linebacker that just got arrested for attempted...
Right, nobody cares because nobody ever heard of him.
Right, right. He's a rookie.
Yeah.
He beat the shit out of somebody, now they're saying it's attempted murder.
That's ridiculous.
Aaron Hernandez, has he won a Super Bowl or anything since he's been in?
No, but he's been to the Pro Bowl. He's one of the better tight ends in football.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So he's popular.
Yeah, he's a very good player. Well, he was a very good player.
So he would be considered like a star player.
He's going to be the best player on his jailhouse.
He's definitely
team.
In top five.
The
tight
Connecticut
end in the
Penal Division
he's
released.
When he was
Penal.
I'm glad that the Patriots did good and dropped him.
Yeah, they really jumped on that, which was kind of cool. I give them credit for
that. Is that, are they assuming that he's guilty before, like, a
Well, I mean, this is bad press for them, and it's like, they wanted to do this so they could just get, they don't want any bullshit.
To be associated
they said,
with
fuck
it,
flush him down the toilet and let's just try to build from here, you know?
Yeah.
They signed one of the asshole tight ends from the Giants last year anyway.
It's also a money thing. And, yeah. You know, if you keep him on the roster, you probably still got to pay him.
Right. He was due, I don't know, what's he got, a $40 million contract or something? Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
So he's in jail without a job.
Basically. They still apparently owe him like $3 million for signing bonus.
Well, actually, they said that there might be a way that they don't have to pay. And on top of that, what they paid him, they may be able to get some of that back because of there's some sort of clause in the contract.
Oh, yeah. Don't they all have that clause?
Yeah, yeah. So
the Falcons sued Mike Vick after he went to jail. So.
I mean, he can't use, like, the Patriots lawyers or anything like that.
Oh, no. He's got his own fucking lawyers.
No, and so far he's terrible. I saw the fucking bail hearing today.
I mean, I don't know what his lawyer, anything about his lawyer, but I know he probably doesn't want to use the Patriots lawyers.
No.
Any of them have experience trying a fucking capital murder?
Yeah. Apparently, the guy that he's got has no fucking experience.
Well,
either.
Then he's an asshole.
He made the worst fucking.
They said he's like one of the better ones in that.
That was
that
the
area.
Worst argument I've ever heard to try to get him bail.
They basically said that you don't have any hard evidence.
He doesn't want special treatment. But let me just go over his accolades in football.
Yeah.
Like, is that what they did?
That's exactly what this guy did in a nutshell. Yeah, and the only thing he said was, "Oh, and he has no priors.
Yeah,
he's got a family."
He's not going to go anywhere.
He's not going to go anywhere. He's not a flight risk.
He's such a flight risk.
He made Thriller. Thriller.
He's absolutely a flight risk. If I were him, I'd fucking hightail it out of here.
I'm surprised he didn't.
No, he's not a flight risk. You know why?
Why?
Because the media has been camped out across the street from him for two fucking weeks. Yeah. He can't take a shit without it being on Twitter.
And his bank accounts are locked down.
Oh, absolutely. He's ain't going to go. He
I thought he locked himself in his house.
He can't get out. The media is on his front lawn pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not going.
Him and that dude are fucking...
They'll fucking tackle him.
Oh, absolutely.
They
filed him to
somebody
the gas station.
Somebody get this stick on his knee.
Really?
What? Yeah, they filed him to the gas station, filed him to the Patriots Stadium. The guys kicked him out. They kicked him out of there. They didn't want him in there. Crazy.
Man, I wouldn't think it's crazy. I mean, they're trying to put together a case where they pretty much know he's guilty. Absolutely. They're just trying to get the evidence at this point.
They pretty much nailed the timeline and everything.
No
way. It was really... Yeah, it almost sounds like the case is done. But the funny thing is now we have to wait a whole year probably until they actually start.
Yeah, they got text messages and they got video surveillance from different fucking
businesses. Trust me, they got one of the three guys that were there. One of them's talking.
Yeah.
Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if two of them are talking.
I agree.
Yeah, because if they can get a plea deal, knock some years off their sentence.
Do you think Hernandez is talking?
No, because he's probably the guy that did it.
I don't know.
If I was in that group and I was the trigger man, I'd fucking lay it right on Hernandez. Because you know the cops would, out of the three of them, you know the cops would rather arrest him than the other two.
Well, that's why they did. That's why they went and they didn't let him turn himself in. The DA wanted a fucking perp walk out of his house and to show, you know, everybody.
Why? Like it makes him look more guilty?
No, it's probably for personal gain for the guy because he's going to be rerunning for district attorney or whatever. So it's, you know, let me go show a move of, you know, power. Nobody gets treated special. Here's the perp walk.
Right.
It is Maine. It's not LA, so we shall see, right?
I mean, not just a perp walk. Nobody gets special treatment here.
No.
You know, it's who cares if he plays for the Patriots? He's going to fucking jail.
Yeah, he's going to be playing some sort of ball, but it ain't football.
He sounds fucked.
Yeah, he will be.
More ways than one.
Yep, he will be.
Put it in your mouth.
I wonder if I get a special jail. Like a celebrity.
You know, if they do, that would be really disappointing. But I doubt it, though, for a murder charge. Because Mike Vick had a special jail. He had his own cell with a TV. He had his own washroom, like his own bathroom. Sink, table and chairs, like
pool table.
Yeah, right.
Little tiny jacuzzi in the corner.
Doghouse.
Yeah.
Doghouse.
I don't know how they're going to treat him because he's not like a megastar, but he's, you know.
Oh, I can't imagine he gets any special treatment in jail. Not he's going for murder. Michael Vick basically went to jail for interstate gambling.
Yeah. They put him in like a lightweight.
That's almost like a white collar crime. Yeah. Like it's not.
Low security.
Yeah. Aaron Hernandez, you know, allegedly murdered at least one person.
Yeah, but just because he murdered somebody doesn't mean they're going to put him in general population.
What? No, he'll probably be in.
From the sounds of things, even if he goes to Gen Pop, he'll probably be fine if he's part of the Bloods.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he'll probably not be if
protected.
The Crips are there.
He'll probably be protected by
his
own.
Yeah, but the Crips still shiv people, too.
Well, sure they do, but. He's got
nice
his own
if
people
he fucking,
there.
If, wouldn't it be great to hear him getting, like, shanked in prison?
Yeah.
And then he'd fucking sit there, like, all in a wheelchair and shit.
He'd get shanked by a Jets fan.
Yeah, right.
Do they have the death
fuck
penalty?
Fuck that Eagles fan.
Oh, my God, I almost died. I almost died. It was so scary. They killed me.
That's okay.
Yeah. No, they don't have the death penalty.
In Maine? So I guess he's going to get tried in Maine. The crimes happened in Maine, right?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I thought it was like a mile from his house.
Oh, yeah, it was Connecticut. Bristol, Connecticut.
Oh, it was not Connecticut? Yeah, why am I keep hearing Maine?
I don't know.
I could just be making that up.
So you're not thinking of Bane?
I did it.
Stop eating goldfish during the show.
Yeah, there's no death penalty in Connecticut. I was reading something that they got rid of it in the 80s, I think, is when it became abolished. It's funny. In the 80s, they got rid of the death penalty, and Mississippi just got rid of slavery late last year. Nice. Yeah, he's done. He's there's nothing going to say. Even if by some miracle he gets acquitted of everything, I don't see him
having a career.
From that. No.
Oh, he'll definitely have a career if he gets acquitted.
You think so? I don't see him recovering from that. I just don't
Ray Lewis did the same thing.
Yeah,
I mean, I realize it was a decade ago.
Different times.
It's not all that different. You're worried about winning the Super Bowl.
Different times. Besides, Ray Lewis is black.
So is, I don't know.
No, he's not.
So the black guy can get a job, but the Puerto Rican can't?
Nowadays, yes. It's called affirmative action.
Yeah, but affirmative action is for people of color.
No, I hear. Yeah, well.
Aaron Hernandez.
Well,
he's not
he's
white.
He's pretty pale.
He's darker.
He's not white.
He's pretty pale. He almost looks gray. I'm not going to lie. He has a little gray tinge.
Where was Ray Lewis?
And all those fucking shitty tattoos. You can't even tell what skin
color.
He's
caramel.
He's like cappuccino.
Red bone.
Trust me, he gets acquitted. He'll be in the fucking Seahawks minicamp next year. No.
What was the team that Ray Lewis was on when he was tried?
Baltimore.
And he stayed there. They didn't fire him right away.
No, he was the best middle linebacker in football.
Dude, he's the
reason why they didn't fire him.
They
took their chances with that one.
He's the reason the Wire came out.
Ray Lewis is the savior of Baltimore. Mm.
He was Proposition Joe.
I don't know.
He's dead. The guy, the actor played Proposition
Joe. Is he really?
Guess what he died of?
Heart attack.
You got it.
Was
fat
he
motherfucker?
Fat?
Yes, he was fat. Yes, sorry. He deserved to die.
Ray Lewis's real last name is Barksdale. Rayvon Barksdale.
Yeah, right.
I don't think they had enough. They didn't have as damning as evidence with Ray Lewis as they do with Aaron Hernandez.
Didn't they have a witness, and he still didn't get fucking?
I don't remember.
Like, I'm pretty sure they had a witness.
That saw Ray Lewis kill someone.
Yeah,
I'm starting to fucking fight.
Oh, I'll get a witness. Can I get a witness?
Testify.
Testify.
It's the NFL, man. If he doesn't get acquitted, he will be playing for somebody. Or if he gets acquitted, he will be playing for somebody next year.
Somebody will pick him up in a second.
I mean, wasn't fucking Pac-Man Jones arrested 11 times in less than a year?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't for murder or anything, but...
He just smacked a girl recently.
Didn't one of his friends in a strip club start a riot and shoot some fucking bouncer in the back? He's in a wheelchair.
Paralyzed him.
Yeah, and this guy's still in the fucking league.
He is?
Yeah.
Wasn't he suspended for a little bit?
He was suspended for like a year, but...
And then somebody picked him back up?
Yeah.
Who?
Cincinnati.
Fucking Cincinnati.
Never.
Fucking Cincinnati.
They want to win.
It's fucked up.
So you believe anybody who was arrested of a crime and acquitted should not be allowed to work again?
No, I think that they absolutely can.
Okay.
I don't think Pac-Man Jones can.
What?
Because didn't he do bad shit in the NFL to other players? Waka. Didn't he like stomp on someone's head?
No.
No, that's
which that out. Guy also played after that happened.
No, that's Dominican Sue.
No, she's talking about Albert Hainsworth.
I know.
It was him.
Yeah.
I like saying his name, Dominican. Because that's what it sounds like. Dominican Sue. Like that's his name, right? Dominican Sue.
Donkey Kong.
Dominic in Sue, yeah.
No. His last name is Sue.
Sue? I thought
Dominic in the back of his jersey, it's S-U-E.
Yeah, his last name's... No, it's S-U-H.
S-U-E.
Dominic in Sue.
Sa.
What the fuck,
it's like Indomicon or something.
Yeah, it's Indominic.
Indomicon?
That's how they...
Something like that.
His name is
Dominic. Indominican is how they fucking pronounce it on TV. Indominic in Sue. Or if you say it how it's spelled, it's... Right.
Does
I remember that when Hainsworth did that.
Yeah, I saw that.
He did like a Hulk Hogan leg drop.
You know why Ocho Cinco don't play anymore? Because he can't. He's done.
Because he's old.
Yes. Trust me. He beat his wife in training camp. Was it last year or the year before? When Miami was on Hard Knocks.
Last year?
He was in Miami training camp. As soon as he beat his wife, he was off the team. If he was catching touchdowns... Forget it. He'd have played. He could have beat her right in front of the cameras.
Oh, poor you.
Did you hear about what he did in court the other day?
Yeah, he slapped the attorney. He slapped his attorney's ass.
Yeah.
And then the judge put him in jail for contempt of a court. I thought that was funny.
She wasn't fucking around.
Attempted rape.
So you tried
that judge needs to get laid.
Yeah.
No shit.
She wasn't bad looking either.
She's fucking throwing him in jail because he slapped his lawyer on the ass.
She said, "Are you?"
She
happy
said he
with
was making
lawyer?
A was mockery like, yeah. of his of her courtroom.
She's if she's
get the stick out of your ass.
I am woman.
Hear me roar!
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Ridiculous.
I mean, he was excited. He could have went to jail, and his lawyer got him off. Slapped him in the ass.
Well, he's useless now. He's irrelevant, Ocho.
Right.
He's not going to make it rain randomly anymore. That's the only reason I was following him on Twitter.
Randomly make it rain?
Oh my God, he says that all the time where he'd be like, the first 50 people that show up to this place, I'll buy you dinner.
Fuck you, Thunder!
Yeah, he had money then.
Yeah, now he's not going to do it anymore.
What, did you expect you to be one of the people he takes?
Hey, if he was ever in Jersey, I was going to try.
He was in Philly.
You were going to try to what?
Last year.
I know, but I wasn't here.
You even know what he looks like?
Yeah.
You would recognize him if you saw him?
No, he was in front of a chalkboard.
Looks like a milk dud.
Yeah, he does. I know what he looks like. He's our Jersey.
You racist motherfucker. Nice place, Negro. Goddamn jigaboo.
Shocked by that.
Mm-hmm.
A little chalkboard comment.
I can't believe you said that.
Why?
But y'all say that.
I was saying it because Paula Deen said it.
Just shut up.
This sounds racist.
I wasn't saying it to be racist. I was saying it to be funny.
Oh, we know you're not racist.
Objection! Extremely racist!
Took you long enough.
Bang, bang, a skeet, skeet, nigga.
You damn dirty ape.
Is that a horse?
Yeah.
The horse was talking?
Mm-hmm. He's about to say a bad word after that.
What's the word?
The N-word. Later, Mr. N-word!
Missy's not racist, she's half black.
A Moulinian.
Tetsun.
Charcoal briquette. Tetsun.
No, I'm not racist. I literally only said the chalkboard comment because we were talking about it before the show, and you said that that Paula Deen had said it about her friend.
First of all, that is total fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about.
You guys are such dicks. Fuck you.
You're just racist.
Jeez. The fuck out of here!
Fuck all of you.
Paula Deen said no such thing.
Everything that guy just says bullshit.
I'm glad you guys set me up for that, you douches.
No, you're right.
I know I'm
Paula
right.
Deen apparently has used the N-word.
One time in her life, she said.
Bullshit.
That's what she said.
Anybody says they use it once, you got to multiply that by like a million.
She gave the story where she got robbed at a bank that she worked at by a black guy that she did all her
shit. I think that's a legitimate time to say it.
She gave him, she approved a loan for him and she felt that he...
What the nigga was that? What? What?
So that gave her the right to be racist?
But this was like 30 years ago.
I'm just playing. I don't think she's... I mean, I think that she's racist, but I think a lot of people are racist.
They depositioned her. It has nothing to do with race. They just asked her this question, and she happened to tell the truth.
She should have lied or something.
Fucking racist.
Or like said it in a bigger aspect, because the reason that people are probably pissed is because she's saying, oh, I only used it this one time.
She's losing millions of dollars right now as we speak.
I don't know. I don't know why people are surprised. Not in a mean way. Like, just that everyone's racist in a little way. You know what I mean? Especially, I was just reading this article the other day that was saying that black people are more racist against their own race.
Yeah, because they say nigga all the time.
Yeah.
That's allowed.
Yeah, that's allowed. I'm just saying.
Capiche?
Capiche, but I don't understand what the big deal is. Who cares?
It's really not. You have your bunch of people out there that are fucking running with this and saying she should be ashamed of herself, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I did hear that, like, plantation thing or whatever.
Well, yeah, the plantation, yeah, the wedding. She wanted a real southern wedding for her son or something.
Yeah, and she wanted it, like, true to, like, real life.
Yeah, she wanted all black waiters and black servers and
Well, hello there. How do you do?
Yeah, it's such a shame she's losing millions of dollars in endorsements.
Wow. But I don't think she should lose a dime.
She wants to have an 1820s wedding, basically.
Yeah.
Chrissy. Which, that's kind of racist. So.
Kind of. Yeah,
that's really racist. Like, that's fucking...
She has a black friend, Chris.
No, fuck that. Anybody who says that is racist as fuck.
Marco says it all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, right? You're racist, fuck.
Get out of my sight, you fuck.
Like, it's like, I'm not racist, I have a black friend. What the fuck does that mean?
That's, what, unless you have that, your get-out-of-jail free
card? Yeah,
card?
Like, unless you have a black husband or a black child... No.
Like the woman Jan's wed that you watch on the TV?
She brought him out.
I have a neighbor that's black. What? No.
I have a watch that's black.
My pants are black.
I'm not racist. See this hat? All black.
Oh, God. And I get one of them a Southern wedding. That's cool. But when it's like, well, I want it to be very authentic.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
I want to have a Southern wedding.
I'm like,
slaves.
What the fuck? And like, that's all I kept thinking was, this bitch wants slaves.
Well, I mean, free labor. I think everybody wants slaves, no matter what color they are.
Fuck no,
I think
I
she was
going
to pay these people.
I'm sure, but like, did she sit around and she's going to be like, listen, you guys are all actors, right? I'm going to take some really horrible part of your history that like some people can't let go, even though it's been 100 years. And I'm going to make you go through what like your great-grandfather went through.
Right.
How the fuck? Like,
I'm
going to
use the N-word consistently, too, throughout the day.
Yeah, and I'm going to be disrespectful, and I'm going to call you boy or whatever. Like, I think that black people in the South are still disrespected by white people. I think that they still refer to them as boy and things like that. So, I mean, it's like, and she's Southern, right?
Oh, yeah.
So she's a racist fuck.
Well, here's her explanation. You want to hear her explanation?
I do.
You want to hear
Bring
it?
Bring it on.
All right, let's see if this makes sense to you at all.
I feel like the South is almost less prejudiced because
prejudiced.
Black folks played such an integral part in our lives. They were like our family. You know,
it will take a long time.
It will take a long, long time to... But to completely be gone, if it'll ever be gone, who knows?
Right.
I think we're all prejudiced against one something or another.
She's
and
a good
I
talker,
think,
too.
Black people feel the same prejudice, you know, that that white people feel. But I have a young man in my life.
Who's
and,
my house boy?
His name is Hollis Johnson. And he's black as that
Hello there, Miss Dean!
Can you rewind that?
No, I got it. No.
He's as black as that chalkboard.
We can't see you standing against that dark board.
She's not
racist.
Welcome
to New York City.
All right. Welcome to the South.
Hi. She's not racist at all.
Yeah, she's a racist fuck. From that. Her explanation didn't make any sense. She was like that goddamn Miss Ohio or whatever.
Apparently, if that guy's legitimately a friend of hers, I don't find that racist. They're friends. Say whatever you want
I
to your
he
fucking
works
friends.
For it,
yeah,
too.
If it's in the privacy of your own home, not on fucking television or whatever the fuck.
Why?
Because it's offensive, Chris.
Why is it offensive?
Because it's offensive
to
black
season Uncle Tom for letting her do that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
Just saying.
They're friends. Who gives a shit?
Hey,
you don't think there's groups of friends where there's black people and white people and they have nicknames based on their race?
Of course.
Fuck yeah, of course there is.
Of course they do.
But I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go on television.
No, I think she's racist for trying to throw a fucking slave wedding.
Yeah. What's wrong with that, massa?
And I think that her explanation or what she thinks, I don't believe that. I don't believe that that's true. I think that it's worse in the South than it is
it's
here.
It's definitely worse in the South.
Yeah.
What the hell is that, Sambo?
What the fuck is happening?
Is this Sambo?
What's Sambo?
That's not Sambo. No, that's not Sambo. It's like it's Wade on the Water.
Yeah, that's what I was playing earlier. Did you hear
it? Yeah, I heard it. It's Negro Spirituals.
Mm-hmm.
How old is she? Paula Deen.
She's got to be in her 60s.
She's like 60 racist.
Old people are
she's
racist.
She's old, southern old person, yeah. You grew up like that.
She's an idiot.
All she had to do, she could avoid this, but just saying no, and nobody would have fucking said it.
Back. No. She should have shut up. Why the fuck did it matter whether or not she said the word? I'm confused.
It didn't. It wasn't. It's like this big lawsuit.
Like, why were they even asking her?
I don't know. They're probably trying to dig in and trying to find something in that. Whoever
did she call somebody and like a bad word?
That's not what it's for. No, it's for something else.
You don't know what it was about?
I don't know, no. Nobody really cares what it's about at this point.
Well, yeah, I'm just curious why they would ask her that question.
Me too. I don't know.
It just, I mean, I would assume it has something to do with race.
Probably because I don't, yeah, it has to. I mean, maybe the people suing
like, it's
her
not like she's being sued for, you know, serving undercooked chicken to a white guy. And they're like, oh, by the way, did you ever drop the M-bomb
the chicken?
I think it's a group of people who are getting sued. And she's
okay, maybe did she have the slave company. Wedding and then the slaves in the wedding are now suing them? Is that what happened?
I have no idea.
What was that?
I don't know. I mumbled. Well, whatever. Now I hate her, and I want her to die. And did you ever see that thing that if you put Katy Perry's face on her hair, they look like the same exact person?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, look it up, I swear.
Really? Because Katy Perry's kind of hot.
And, well, apparently, if you put her Paula Deen's hair on it, it looks like Paula Deen and Katy Perry.
Jeff wants to know, do we get mad when he calls us stupid guineas?
Not at all.
No.
I'm not Italian, so I don't give a fuck.
His point is no, because we're all friends, so... Yeah. It's the same thing.
I don't know
that.
You, Jeff. Don't ever fucking say that to me again.
Ooh, shit. You're not a guinea.
I'm not. I'm just playing.
Guinea, motherfucking piece of shit!
Racist.
People are too sensitive.
Yeah.
About words. Cares. Now, I mean, if she was fucking kicking a black guy in the fucking face while calling him a nigger, then yeah, I could understand being pissed off, but cares.
I think it's the slaves or someone.
It's a word. Who cares?
It's gotta be that.
I don't know. I don't really know the backstory.
I feel like it's gotta be that.
I don't think
because
so.
Why is that
slave? I think it's so fucking ridiculous.
Well, the thing is, we're all saying it's ridiculous, but we have no idea why it's ridiculous. Like, we have no idea that she might be getting sued for, like, hurting somebody because they're black and
firing them
because
they're racist. Or
yeah,
like
you know, there could be, but if it's being so like dramatized that like nobody even know what the real deal is, this might work out in her benefit for that actually. But she's fucked. Does she have a lot of Southern reps? Is that what it is? Is it like fucking macaroni and cheese and shit?
Oh, she, like crafts she's known or whatever, for cooking you know? The worst food for you ever: macaroni and cheese wrapped in bacon. It's like one of her fucking
like
things.
Deep fried
yeah,
with
deep
a
fried.
Side of butter.
Yeah. Oh, she stresses butter.
This reminds me of the crows in Dumbo.
Huh?
Remember, Dumbo is another example of racism. The crows were black crows, and then they were the only black people in all the whole thing.
What the fuck are you babbling about?
Chris gets mad.
You know the crows that sat on the wires in Dumbo? And they were like, do-do-do-do-do. And they sang and shit, and they were like the black representation in Dumbo. You don't know? You gotta watch
Dumbo. I don't know
Dumbo.
What the fuck you're talking about. I have no idea.
It sounded like what Fabio was just playing.
Okay.
They sounded like the crows in
awesome.
Dumbo. Shut the fuck up.
God. That's the coolest fucking story I've ever heard in my entire life. Can I hear
Mark
it again?
Margo's reading something. Did you find the Katy Perry thing?
Yeah, it's a black woman. She's suing Paula Deen's company because Paula Deen's brother for harassment, racial and sexual harassment. So that's why they asked, have you ever said the word? Paula Deen didn't harass her, her brother or something like that.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep.
That's fucked up. She was supposed to be a character witness, probably. Thanks, sis.
Thanks, sis.
Thank you.
Who gives a
much.
Shit? Racial harassment?
Sexual harassment and racial.
Sexual harassment, I get. Racial harassment?
Yeah.
What's racial harassment? Wiki it.
What do you mean, what's racial harassment? Harassing someone? Like, basically
but
being racist?
You hired them.
Yeah, that's confusing.
Yeah, like you...
Like, I hired you, but...
Well, he's probably... Maybe they're saying, well, you can't cook spaghetti, you're black. or you can't cook. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Racial harassment. That's crazy. Racial harassment.
That's some crazy shit. Right
I like there. That example.
You can't cook spaghetti, you're black.
I can't boil pasta in water, you motherfucker.
You're right, you're black. You can't do that.
His brother, or her brother, owns a restaurant?
They own a bunch of restaurants.
Her, what are they
her
called?
Sons or brother.
Are they,
I don't know.
Are they around here?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I think they're all down south.
Olive Garden.
No more soup salad and breadsticks. Fuck.
Now, if you want to sell your people out.
I wouldn't.
Uncle Tom.
Fuck that. I'm not Uncle Tom. Good. Fuck that bitch.
Uncle Tom.
So, the other day as well, on a positive note, you saw that gay people are recognized in California as being married now. So that's good. Yeah. You guys didn't see any of that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's gay.
It's a step in the right direction, so I thought that was pretty
awesome.
It's a
good thing. They shouldn't.
You cock smoker.
Yeah.
They shouldn't regulate that.
Now they can all have each other's rights like regular married couples, and that's pretty awesome. Big fan. God forbid we talk about something positive. Oh my God.
Paul Dean's ringtone.
Remember American History X?
Yeah.
And that big fat guy who lost all that weight, he was driving that pickup truck singing that song. God damn. It was like about like dragon. Black people threw like stones, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, there. I mean, there's really bands out there like that. I mean, that's not.
Oh yeah, it's
Johnny Rebel. That's who I just played.
Johnny Rebel.
Yeah,
he's managed by Paula Deen.
the house next door to me was sold.
He played the wedding.
Look here, this man can sing. It's like Sam L. and fucking, what's it called?
Django Unchained. Yeah.
You gonna let this nigga stay in the house?
Oh, God.
That's what he was doing. He went crazy. He's a slave, but he's like the head slave, and he just fucking.
The house slave, right?
Yeah, but he's the worst racist in the fucking movie. You gonna let this nigga stay in the white bed? Like, he just goes crazy. How to do that?
Oh my God.
That's some crazy shit.
What are you guys talking about?
Huh?
What?
You sound like
she's
her, huh?
Confused.
I just got lost by whatever she just interrupted me.
I'm confused. What?
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 Were you talking about a movie?
What?
Were you talking about a movie?
Are you paying attention?
I was paying attention,
I don't know.
I didn't know if it was a movie or a show.
What?
Django Unchained.
What? Oh, there you go.
What happened?
No.
He's over there eating.
I haven't eaten in forever.
Playing on the phone.
I didn't touch my phone. I was looking at Fabio dead in his face, paying attention to everything he was saying.
Yeah.
What? What? What?
What?
Huh? 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 Huh?
Huh?
Huh? What is that other thing going, huh? Is that me?
It's Mickey. It could be you. Not Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Goldmill.
Jill.
Stupid fuck.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Mickey Mouse.
Are you fucking crazy?
I think so.
Stupid woman.
I think this girl's lost her fucking mind.
Man.
Missy Dundo style.
Oh my God.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Fucking bitch.
Oh my God.
You went full retard, man.
Oh shit.
Huh? dumb.
Oh.
She's a retard.
Oh my God. I have no idea.
She's got Down syndrome.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Chris.
I watched that episode last week. Hi, Chris. Dude, I was there.
Hi, Chris.
45 minutes straight, and I kept rewinding at one point. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
I'm like 2 seconds from leaving.
That is so adorable.
I don't know.
Like the urban monster.
That is so adorable.
My mom is the former governor of Alaska.
Oh my god.
She or not that I
what the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Marijuana has made you a complete imbecile.
What the fuck happened?
I don't even know what the fuck we were talking about.
I don't know either. Completely lost track. Completely.
We were talking about racism.
Somehow it got on you.
I thought we were talking about fruits get married.
Oh yeah, we did. Yeah. Move on.
Talking
about no, not getting married. They're already married. They're getting recognized as
fruitcake,
as fruits married and fiber. Couples now. Oh god, that was funny.
Homo.
My eyes are stuck together.
Hey, faggot. Sounds kind of fruity.
Wanna fuck me in the ass a little?
So what happened now with the fruits?
All right, look, you fucking piece
they
of
get
shit.
Married.
Get off the fucking phone, Frank. I'm down and kick
everybody's
you in the
getting married. Oh.
They're recognized as married couples now in California.
I thought that already happened a while ago.
No, they could just get married in California. Now they're recognized
Wait, so
by
you
the government.
Get, oh, oh, oh.
So now they get all the benefits of yeah, the benefits okay. of heterosexual.
No, I mean,
couple.
Well, what's the point of getting married if you're not gonna get the fucking
yeah,
recognition,
love?
Huh?
You can be love. In love without getting married.
I know, but I think that that's why people want to get married. It's because they're in love. And it's a commitment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But I don't understand.
Or a mistake.
I don't understand.
But a note from your doctor saying you don't like to shuck cock?
Looks like you're heading for divorce number two before marriage number two.
Health insurance, man. Benefits. They can't get on each other's benefits.
Yeah, and that's not fair.
You're a fucking fag.
I suck cock, and I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy.
Cock shots.
What were you going to say?
Yeah, I know. What were you going
to
say?
Oh,
AIDS? Faggot motherfucker.
I'm kind of confused. I thought that you could always, put that you were in a domestic partnership or something and get the benefits, but I guess not.
I don't know. Isn't it state by state?
I guess. I think California is the first state to pass.
They got Prop 8, right? They blew that away. They're not.
Prop 8. Prop 8's gone.
Yeah.
Prop 8.
The fuck is DOMA?
You have AIDS.
DOMA. DOMA is actually a bill that was signed in 1996.
DOMA, SOMA, Satan.
By Bill Clinton, actually.
Yeah. Your boy.
Yeah. He signed it, and it was just saying that marriage...
How long did it take for the guy to come?
Gay people could not be
Satan. Satan.
Somatoma Satan.
That's right.
I love Bill.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
I will literally suck your dick right now.
Oh, my God.
That is so adorable.
Oh, my God.
That was Doma. Doma's done. Bill's happy about it.
Bill's happy about that.
He did.
The bill he put in there.
Well, he I think he was voted, like he had to vote for it or something.
He had to vote for it.
I don't know. Don't you vote on something and then the cabinet decides and like all that other shit? I don't know.
You vote on something and the kitchen cabinet decides.
The pantry has to veto it or accept it.
The washer voted yes, but the dryer voted no.
Stop speaking of nanograms.
Nope.
Just say it. Don't stammer around like a fucking spastic.
The refrigerator's hungover again. He didn't even fucking vote and make it here.
The fucking oven said no.
The fucking looks Chris gives when she says something is fucking priceless. It's like a light bulb goes off.
The toaster says maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Wait, would they vote on dinner for the night?
Yes, they vote on dinner.
On dinner.
Rob ate and it was food.
Foods, cabinets, what the fuck are we talking about?
The milk says yes, it's cereal for dinner. What the fuck is wrong with you?
God.
Okay, first of all, y'all turned it into...
What the fuck are you talking about?
Turned it into kitchen type shit.
No offense, but you don't exactly know what you're talking about.
There is a cabinet. The fucking president has his cabinet of people.
What are you, a fucking moron?
I don't know what he doesn't...
Listen to yourself. You sound demented.
Oh, shut the fucking moron!
Oh, okay, he doesn't have a cabinet.
It's about to get all stupid up in here!
Drop some knowledge.
Look stupid, see if I give a fuck. What kind of pathetic fucking excuse is that?
Good, I am well educated.
No, that's all I got. There's a cabinet.
What are you president's fucking kidding cabinet. Me?
Why is everyone so fucking stupid?
Oh, God, I'm feeling like there isn't one now.
What, a cabinet?
Yeah,
there's Chris got a bunch
there's
of
plenty
them.
Plenty of them downstairs.
Confused.
I feel like I've been on acid for the past hour.
I don't know.
Sharp as a fucking cue ball.
Oh, Jesus Christ, this shit's fucking funny.
He just went through all the appliances in the fucking house.
That the dishwasher.
The dishwasher. What does the dishwasher vote?
Yes.
Yes.
You're just a woman with a small brain.
God, that's so funny. Missy, you're the best.
Thanks.
Yay!
Do you know sometimes it's weird that your guys will be laughing and I don't know why?
Really? Why? You just now didn't know why?
I didn't know what I said. That was funny.
No, because remember, you went to the cabinet thing, and then we started doing, like, the dishwasher, the refrigerator. That's why. We keep laughing about that.
But you keep saying that I'm stupid.
Who said you're stupid?
The sound bites.
Yeah, we didn't say anything.
No,
we just laughed.
The sound bites said I was stupid.
It's Congress that votes, not the cabinet.
See, I knew I was wrong, but I didn't know why. And I was like, and I'm like waiting for you guys to tell me why I was wrong. And you know,
don't be an asshole.
Congratulations, you're stupid in three languages.
I really couldn't understand it. And, but there is a cabinet.
I'm sure every fucking room has cabinets.
What?
I'm smacked and I want to spit!
Jesus.
Who was that? Was that Adrian?
No, that was Fredo.
That's
Fredo. Is this Al Pacino?
No, Fredo.
Oh.
And Al Pacino's
Fredo.
Al Fredo. Do you Twitter? What's in the cabinet?
Crazy bitch!
Oh my god!
Pop-Tarts, hoo-ah.
I have a Pop-Tarts. I have Pop-Tarts in the car.
Ghetto Pop-Tarts or real ones?
Real ones.
What kind?
Jesus bought me a case of strawberry ones.
Yes.
Wait, what kind?
Good?
Strawberry.
What, icing?
Yeah.
Okay, have the icing on there.
I think you said you hated them, the strawberry.
Yeah, me neither.
You only like the cookie like the fruity cream ones.
I don't like the fruity ones.
No fruity.
No fruity.
No fruity.
Disgusting.
Oh, God.
So wait, Al Pacino?
Dude, I don't even know where I am. Like, I've lost it at this
you
point.
You sound insane. Do you realize that?
Oh my god, no fucking way.
You should be medicated.
Seriously.
You're an idiot.
I think I've gone off the deep end.
I'm a man of marbles. You don't have all our marbles.
You have no idea where we are.
I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? I'm just going to keep sitting here.
Let's reel her back in because we lost her.
Missy Dunphy style.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Fucking dying.
Where do you even go with this after that?
Now suck my cock.
Jesus.
Yeah, no shit. What?
Like, hey, I'm gay. I'm watching gay porn.
Who was the person at work that we said that to? Have they stopped listening to the show?
Hmm? Oh,
are we?
Was it Keith?
It was Keith.
Keith? Yeah, he didn't say anything about it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if he was done at this point.
We got him in trouble?
Nah, I doubt it. What we get him in trouble for?
He was at work listening to the show, and he said, "Don't please try not to curse." And we were like,
"And we were like, fuck
you."
Oh,
that Keith. Yeah. I'm thinking about another Keith.
Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? What kind of request is that? So fucking stupid.
That's why we cursed and said he was watching gay porn.
We have like, four fans. You're going to put one like, of them off?
Can I ask a question? Like, don't you hate when fucking people sit there and try to give you, like, advice about this?
Well, I mean, podcast? He was obviously joking when
he
wrote that.
Yeah, he made it.
No, I know, but he just made me think of something else.
Okay. People like, never give me advice on this.
Perfect example. My girlfriend was telling me this story the other day, apparently, or yesterday. Did you guys hear about this on the news, local news somewhere? There's a nanny cam that got a hold of.
Yes, it was horrifying.
Oh, yeah.
A guy, some intruder came in and beat the shit out of her.
Beat the shit out of her.
And she's like, you should talk about that. And I'm like, no. And, well, which we are now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm saying, I was like, no, because she was horrified by it. The way she was
horrifying.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. My temper's always flaring like a pack of hemorrhoids.
She was terrified from it. Like, she's like, it was a horrible thing to watch. And I'm like, yeah, I don't see how that fits on our show. Because we don't do shit that, like, we don't get, like, all whatever. You know what I mean? We try to make
like,
this serious, somewhat
and
funny.
It would be a very hard thing to joke about because it was really fucked up. He, like, threw her down a flight of stairs at one point.
Yeah,
he kicked her in the face a bunch.
He was fucking going. He was throwing haymakers at her.
Her kid watched it the whole time. Her kid was sitting there watching.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's get ready to rumble!
Absolutely.
Holy shit. See, this is why I said to her, I was like, no, because if we talk about it, it's going to end up getting fucking.
Yes.
This is what happens.
Where we're making very, very light of the fact that this woman got her ass beat.
She survived, correct?
She's good. Yeah. She's alive.
She can take a punch, man.
She was taking it like a fucking champ. And then threw her down a floor of stairs.
It was a black dude, right?
It was a black dude. The reward to find him is like
surprise.
Insane at this point. Oh, God.
What's that mean?
Well, I'm surprised he wasn't Puerto Rican.
That's true. Or even Italian for that matter.
What?
What?
Yeah, you smack, give him a backhand when he get out of
it. A little fight now. I like that.
So, Marco, you watched it then, right?
I saw it, yeah.
Didn't it seem like he was fucking her up and he liked hurting her?
He's a coward.
Yeah, like he seemed like he was getting a lot of enjoyment in hurting her. Because he went to an extreme.
He could have got whatever he wanted from that house.
Yeah, but he just
she was worried about her kid.
Yeah, he was pounding her, man. He was like punching her and kicking her, and he didn't need to, and he kept doing it. It was fucked up. He threw her against the wall at one point.
Did he really?
It was horrible. Horrible.
Did he rape her or just beat her up?
No, he just beat the shit out of her.
No, there was no happy ending.
Jesus Christ, Bob, yeah.
Just kidding. See, this is what I mean. This is like, you know, and then people get all offended, and this is what we do.
I know,
this
you don't let offend it.
Can't help it.
That was just extreme.
Yeah, that was extreme.
Oh, what do you expect?
You get it?
I didn't think it was that bad.
You didn't?
Huh.
Did you watch it?
No, the joke he made.
No, it wasn't. I was just playing.
Get off your fucking high horse.
Thank you very much.
Why high horse?
Say, I got your back.
Thank you.
I know you'll be dead soon, but I got your back.
Yeah, thank you very much. Is it a long video or no?
No. They edited it down.
How many rounds?
Dude, like 4 or 5.
Really?
Hey, every time she tried to move over to her kid, he went, grabbed her, dragged her to the kitchen, fucking going.
Really?
Yeah, it was bad.
You get her in the face.
Ah! Ah!
Where did this happen again?
North Jersey.
Okay.
It was in North Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
You do now. North Jersey. Yep.
Damn.
She got her ass whooped.
Yeah, she hung in there the whole time, though.
She did. She's a champ.
He is a champ. She had to do it for
he
her
He grabbed
kids.
Whatever he grabbed, and then he left.
Like, ain't going nothing. Down no more. Please don't stop this fight. Don't stop nothing.
Oh my god.
She probably talks like him now.
She's yeah, they said her face is all fucked up,
really.
Got a fucking ad.
She must have got punched in the face like fucking 30 times.
Yeah, I'm standing here, but I ain't breathing heavy yet.
You know what? That pussy, he didn't knock her out.
No, he didn't.
Faggot. You must punch like a girl.
One more breath.
You have failed me for the last time.
Wow. We have reached an all-time low.
Oh, yeah.
What wonderful. The fuck happened?
So the point of this was Fabio doesn't like when people tell him what to talk about on the show.
No, it's not that. It's just my girlfriend got the wrong impression. Like, she thought because it was such a horrible thing, she thought it would be an interesting topic. And I'm like, yeah, it's an interesting topic, but at the same time, it's like I already know that it's going to get made fun of in a sense.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, don't do that. And I'm like, well, you obviously don't get the point of the show.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, if we talk
shut
about
the
it,
fuck up we're gonna and let get me do my job. Shut the fuck up and let me do my job.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
Holy shit.
That's perfect. Holy shit.
That's the way Chris describes it.
Shut the fuck up and let me do my job.
Oh my god, am I gonna be catching shit for that?
Absolutely. You play that sound bite?
She's gonna ask me too.
Is that you?
No, it's Christopher. Watch it, Chrissy.
First, take a big step back and literally fuck your own face!
Blasphemy.
Was it a white girl that got beat up?
No,
yeah, it was white.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm. You know what people say to me all the time? You guys should use this on your show. And it's like fucking stupid joke. I'm like,
what?
I don't know.
Like they tell you something to say, or they give you like a sound bite?
No, just tell me a joke.
Like what, a give an fucking
a priest and a rabbi walk into a bar.
Something like that.
And they said, go fuck your mother.
And we're supposed to talk about a joke?
Yeah.
I want to fuck the latest my one? Big dick.
The latest one was something about, do you blow bubbles when you're a kid? Yeah, I just ran into him. He said hi or something like that. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? So we're supposed to tell jokes?
How the fuck do you crowbar that into the show?
You tell knock knock. Just knock knock joke. Minute.
You're a worthless piece of shit!
That you tell these people to fuck off.
Tell them to go slit their wrists.
Or I'll be telling you a story about my family, how fucked
fuck
up we
yourself.
Are. Huh? Let me tell you, they tell me a story about their family. Oh, you should tell this on your
why
show.
Why would you tell someone else's fucking story?
Listen, I'm just, I don't know.
You should.
People want to hear their name. People want to hear their, you know.
You should Hernandez them.
What the fuck?
You picture of Hernandez as them.
Yeah, you should fucking people for trying to give you lame ideas for the show.
Hello, I was playing.
I do. I'm like, knock jokes, dude. Or, come on. Give me a break.
Nobody tells me.
Do your own fucking podcast.
People give me constructive criticism.
People
That's different. Constructive criticism is different. You guys say fuck too much. That's constructive criticism.
Your show sucks. That's constructive criticism. Right.
People say, oh, you talked about this too long. It got boring. I'm like, okay.
That's constructive criticism.
And then you go into the past and change it.
And we tell you to go fuck yourself. We don't care what
fuck
you think.
Fuck you!
I know, I'm always like, okay. No, but it's always good advice.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself!
I know what you're saying about the whole people telling you stuff. I've never got it pushed on to me like that. Like, it's been, oh, you know, you guys should do this. But they wouldn't say anything. Like they wouldn't tell me a joke. They'd just be like, they'll reference it to, like, say, a TV show. Did you ever see that episode of so-and-so? Yeah. He's like, you guys should do something like that. And it's like, well, why? It's
shut up! Done. All right, just shut the fuck up!
Be on a TV show.
I still get, you guys got to get more interviews. No, it sounds like shit.
That's what Marco keeps saying.
Yeah.
No, I don't say that. You heard with Andrew, right? You could barely fucking hear.
Why the fuck do other people want? Why the fuck do people want to listen to other people besides us?
I don't fucking know,
Jack.
Melissa,
huh? What?
I don't know.
You should ask them.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm still thinking of the one you played. Shut the fuck up!
Let me do my job. That was pretty. That was clutch. It was a clutch move.
It was.
Thank you.
But see, now she's going to hear this, and she's going to be pissed off.
But she likes Chris, so she'll be okay.
No. I don't mean, like, pissed off at us. Like, she's going to be pissed off in a sense that...
We made fun of that
right,
situation.
Because she was... I'm telling you, this girl, when she was telling me over the phone...
You're a filthy woman.
You would have thought it was her.
They seriously,
got the shit beat out of her.
I understand because I saw it and it gave me the chills.
Really?
Yeah, it's that bad.
It said this is graphic, and I was like, no. And it's like, could you just imagine somebody breaking into your house and doing this to you in front of your kids?
It's just like anything else we do. The Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
People got mad at us because we, you know, kind of made light of it.
Mm. Why would we do?
You know, we just make jokes at a bad time.
We did?
Yeah, remember?
I don't remember
people
that.
Were saying shit.
I thought we did a good thing. During the Boston Marathon. We must have did something really bad then, because I don't remember that. What did we say? Was
it
anything
It fun? Was a week that I wasn't here.
I think it might have been something about the kid getting ice cream or something.
Wait, what?
I forget the joke. Remember kid died getting ice cream?
Oh.
And you make some kind of
Did I make a comment? It was me. Well,
oh, of course it was you.
Oh my god, we're burning alive! No, I can't feel my leg!
And there's some other people out there that were disgusted by us, I guess.
Really? Disgusted by us?
How so?
How could they be?
Were they looking at a picture of the three of us?
Right, no shit. What's the fuck?
Ugh, fuck me.
Yeah, they don't have to listen.
They don't. Turn this off.
Exactly. I really don't care what people think. It's funny if people have an opinion, even if it's a good one, I don't care. It's just I don't give a shit.
I care. I mean I
don't care.
I take it in.
Fuck.
I take it in.
Right in the ass.
Right in the
Suck my penis.
Who cares? I don't give a shit what anybody says. Like, you know, someone, like, it's not that I don't give a shit. It's like, you know, like a month ago, I guess it's been that long. My brother was telling me, he was like, yeah, I listened to his show the other night. He's like, it was really fucking funny. I was like, was it? He's like, yeah. And I was like, all right. And I mean, it was nothing. I mean, what are you going to say after that? Yeah. You know what I mean?
You're like, all right. Over it.
Yeah, exactly.
If it wasn't funny, I'd be pretty fucking.
Oh, come on, dude. You think that you mean to tell me that there are shows we've done?
Oh,
no.
We've
done some shows that are fucking horrific.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Shit happens and you move on.
I guess we didn't let enough time pass from the Boston Marathon to make fun of it.
I guess
because,
not.
What, 3 people died, 4 people died? Meanwhile, thousands of people died at 9/11 and people make jokes about it all the time.
Well, they didn't do it right then and there.
Well, who cares?
But I mean, think back to when we were talking about like the whole. Remember when Haiti had their fucking earthquake?
Yeah.
Oh, we had a field day.
Oh, oh, of course.
And that was like the day after.
Nobody cares about Haitians.
Right, nobody gives a shit about Haitians. Right. But what I'm saying is like, we talk about like, whether they're natural catastrophes or, you know, even some shit that's like terrorists or whatever, we still make jokes. It's like, why not?
Right. It's not fucking job. CNN. If you don't like it, don't listen to us. Gives a shit.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I don't know.
Cocksuckers.
It's just stupid. It's like, why can't we say whatever the fuck we want?
Can.
You can't?
We can.
Oh.
We're jerks.
I just don't
care.
Yeah.
Like I don't give a fuck.
The Boston Marathon bombing like was fucked up. There's no argument there. But so what if we have a little fun with it? Would it be
everyone.
Different if it was one of our relatives or friends that were there and something bad happened to them? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe not.
Maybe if it was that soon.
Would it be better if it happened in the New England Patriots locker room? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Aaron Hernandez be the only one that survived because he set the shit off.
I'm setting it off.
Now you know that guy ain't shit.
Go ahead, Barack.
Who gives a shit?
Why you gotta bring the show down, Marco?
What, man?
Fuck. Wow, this is a boring show.
We should have ended this shit 20 minutes ago.
We should sing.
What do you want to sing, miss?
Don't Stop Believing.
You sing.
No, I'm just playing.
You want to sing Don't Stop Believing?
I was just playing because it was the first thing that came to my head. That was a Chrissy old laugh.
I was just laughing at the little whatever squeak that you just...
That's her wheezing.
No, she did like...
Oh, I didn't know.
That's her wheezing.
Yeah, that's her wheezing.
I'm Mary.
I'm Missy.
And I used to be a smoker.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's
loud as fuck.
Oh, fuck.
That was awesome.
You're like jacking it.
I couldn't even end the shit.
It's too funny, man.
Sometimes, man. Marco! Marco! Marco!
How long, man?
Marco! Marco! Marco!
Oh, God. Alright, I'm done.
That's it.
Marco! How you doing in there?
That's Christopher Walken said your name, right?
No.
Yeah, that's Chris Walken.
I was going to answer that.
Marco, how you doing in there?
I don't know where it's from, but speaking of Chris Walken, I watched this movie last week. It's an older movie. It's Christopher Walken and Sean Penn. Fuck, what's the name of the goddamn movie? It was like a mid-80s movie. It was actually really, really good. It's the movie that a Madonna song came out to. God damn it, I wish I could fucking remember the name of it. I don't know if you haven't seen it. Well, obviously, I guess nobody knows what I'm talking about.
Sean Penn's in it?
Yeah, Sean Penn's young. He's like, this is like a year after Fast Times. It's like 80, I think it's like 84 or something, 86. I don't know what it was. But Walken plays Sean Penn's dad. And it's basically Walken's a thief, and he has like a group of thieves, and Sean Penn wants to be part of it and stuff. And then, well, I don't want to ruin it, but it's a really good movie. And fucking Walken is a bad motherfucker in it. A younger bad motherfucker in it.
And he's just a thief?
Well, there's more to it, but I don't want to ruin it.
What was the name of it?
At Close Range.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that. At Close Range.
I'll have to get it.
Yeah. It was good. It's on one of the cable channels right now. But, you know how...
What? Sound like a dork reeking.
She's gonna throw up on us.
I'm married.
She's gonna puke on. Seriously, you gonna throw up or something?
No, I was gonna say something.
You were gonna say something. Anyway.
So close enough.
At close range.
At close range. What?
You're sick.
Close. Close enough.
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
Yeah, I've lost.
Well, I don't want to say anything else, so I'll make you throw up again, so.
Yeah. I don't know anything.
All right, we're done.
Yeah, I think we are.
Do we want to do any commercials?
We're out.
Do you want to retweet the audio?
Do you
like to
one?
Read? Yeah, here you go. You like to read?
I'll read it, but...
Knock yourself out. Tweet the audio. They're good.
Speakers. Earbuds.
They're good speakers.
Good speakers.
No, you do it.
Fucking read it!
Do you want me to read it? Just
no, watch.
I don't
really?
How is it that we are incredibly bad at doing this?
I have no idea.
To give me-
was I?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see. Just read the goddamn thing.
Alright. I did this last time and I did horrible at it.
Practice makes perfect.
All so right. You wanted to practice now.
You want me to read it? Here.
Yeah.
You need to practice too.
Was I?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I didn't remind you, so
all right. I'll read it. Tweaked Audio, tweakedaudio.com. Seven styles, seven colors. Mic, non-mic. Designed to sound great for music and talk. Engineered for durability, noise reduction. What are you shaking your head for? You want to read it?
The fuck is he talking about?
Exactly.
Exactly.
We should fucking do a commercial and just keep playing at the end of the show.
No.
Not do a live read. Obviously, we don't do live reads.
We have to.
We've always done live reads. When the fuck are we going to do tape three?
We're not good at
Bobby
it.
Bobby is good at it.
We've done. What do we do?
I'm not good at
Amazon.
Chris, did you ever do it?
We've done Gamefly, whatever the fuck fly.
Gamefly?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Amazon.
We've done that tons of times. Nothing was ever wrong with them. I mean, you know, here and there, it was a little fuck-up, but...
Tweaked Audio is a lot of information.
Is it, though? Is it really?
You don't have to
say probably because it's all brand new to me right now.
You probably don't have to go through each one.
Look, there's seven different styles. There's seven different colors. You don't have to go through each one. How hard is it? What's it? The most important thing is where they go to get it, what they got to type in to get it, and what is it that they're getting?
How about what they are?
Right. 33%.
The reason why I shook my head was you said tweaked audio, tweakedaudio.com, and then you said seven different styles of earbuds.
I said earbuds.
No, you didn't.
I said like 5 minutes ago.
Holy shit!
This is very knowledgeable. I'm serious.
I don't want to read the shit you read.
Tweakedaudio.com, code word jerks. You get 33% off, you get free shipping. There's a limited lifetime warranty. There's seven different styles, seven different colors. They come in mic'd and non-mic'd. And they're fantastic fucking earbuds. What else do you want me to say?
Beautiful.
They're great. Which, by the way, we have to fucking
do
something with the swag that we got. We got to do the game.
All right, we
got
to figure out something.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Maybe we should work on...
What the fuck is going on over there?
What the fuck?
I thought there was a bug.
Yo!
What the fuck just happened?
Did you get struck by lightning?
All right, let's everybody just calm the fuck down.
I thought there was a bug.
Did you smack the microphone? Why would you smack the microphone?
You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard! Stupid! You're so stupid!
All
Alrighty then.
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Wow.
Okay.
On my eyes, motherfucker!
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.